listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat. Hey everybody, it's March 5th, 2016, year of our Lord. Got myself, we got Dal coming in. Rollo maybe, hey.
Oh yeah, Rolls is on his way, isn't he? Yeah.
Rolls is rolling in soon in a minute. Rolls, oh, rolling down the river.
Rolling in. And we called him in, so he's
yeah, we called him.
Yeah, he's not trolling.
Come on in, Trollo.
Yeah, roll in, trolls.
Trollo.
Yeah. well, at least he talks it straight sometimes. You need that sometimes.
I gotta watch it go. What's the evil one? Quick.
Sorry? Evil wants something.
No, nothing.
Evil. I mean, imagine calling yourself evil.
Yeah.
Love. What's it? Love is evil backwards.
Ed Sheerany.
Evil. Evil.
Oh, Ed Sheerany. That's not good. That can't be Ed Sheerany. Maybe it is.
Is Ed Sheerany about? Why the hell does Frank keep going on about Ed Sheerany and Dallas Goldbug? Huh. I mean.
Well, Ed Sheerany's in the chat, according to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's been in before. I've chatted to him before.
Oh, have you?
DGB. He thinks he's slick. You let him come in audio chat. Yeah. Should we invite him in?
Of course. There's Trollo.
Well, there's Trolls, yeah. Well, I mean,
thank you very much.
His intelligence, that'd Trollo. Be amazing to get Ed in. We could give
well,
it
to Frank
the
is having a Frank is going nuts. He wants Eddie in here so bad.
Well, let's get him in. I mean, those tones of he's slick, isn't he? He's slick. Do you realize that JFK, blah, 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 blah. Yes, it is indeed. Yeah. I mean, this seems clear disinformation. So we talk about Shills Online. I was talking about that with you. Do they exist? Well, I would say he appears to be an agent of disinformation. Rather than someone that's just sort of doing it as a hobby and is a bit mad. You think that his stuff is far-fetched, don't you?
I'm trying to find some good, trance music.
Right, yes. But that sounded like going down the plug hole music. But is he in the chat? So Frank's encouraging Ed to come into the... he's a good talker. I've listened to things he's said. And again, like we talk about, you said, I can listen to David Marsh or something. And, Ed can talk some with clarity about some things. You know.
Frank was having a bit of a go at our mate Chris Kendall the other day. What do you write?
Oh, yeah, Chris is... Chris is... has gone, kind of rejecting, kind of grumpily rejecting talk of flat Earth. Unless you can talk about the map, yeah.
I think Chris has been doing some terrific work lately.
Oh yeah, I was going to say that the
just
interview
terrific.
Was unreal, and that interview he did with I don't know who. He sounded very much like Banazir, if you want to know.
Who's
very
that?
Much the guy that interviewed Chris Kendall for that 2.5 hour. The one that you said is one of the best ever, or something.
I never it
sounded
thought
like
of Banazir for a second. I didn't think of that. That didn't come to my mind.
It wasn't him, but it sounded a lot like his demeanor of Banazir, as I remember.
Okay, Trollo, I need you to go into savechat.fakeologist.com. Because what I'm trying to get across to you guys is that's where I want you to drop links and audio links.
Yeah, I'm on it. I like it.
Rollo hasn't logged in there yet. You don't have to log in. You just automatically get in there. You gone in there yet, Rollo?
My computer's really slow this one, but you guys just keep chatting away. I'll see if I can work it out.
If you go in there, then I'll make you an author. That way you can post a chat. Yeah.
Give me a moment.
That's what it's there for.
My silly keyboard. It's still... right, there you go. Post it. You can post it and tag it.
What a good phaser sound effect.
Is Ed Sheeran, the famous Ed Sheeran, really a nice cat? I mean, I presume he was. Are you there, Clark? Oh, no, you can't.
Yeah, that's Ed Sheeran, if you yeah. will, whoever it
Ed's
is.
Ed's been in before. Ed's been in, yes, yeah. yes, whoever is behind the keyboard.
Let's well, either that or does someone set it up like that.
I can't see it. Oh, is that earlier, was it?
Yeah, you just click on who's in the chat.
Oh, you can tell, can you?
Can too, I think, can't you? Click on the number of people in the chat.
Really? Welcome to the chat. No, I can't. Well, probably, but I'm 9 at the bottom. Does it say 9?
Yeah, click on the 9.
Click on that. Down Tampa, Ed Sheeran, Edna. Well, Edna's probably the same as Ed.
No, Edna's Psyopticon.
Yeah, but he's Psyopticon and Reichstag Fireman and possibly Ed Sheeran as well. No, I'm only joking.
Well, I don't think he'd waste his time.
I'm only joking. Yeah, but Ed Sheeran, yeah. Evil Edna, Flat Earth Clues. Flat Earth Clues is in the chat. What does that mean, in the chat? They're nowhere to be seen, but they're just in the chat. What does that mean?
That means they're on the web page.
But the web page is just the front page. Okay, he's on your site then, really, doesn't it mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, cool.
Where's this link to Save Chat?
I wonder if he's listening live.
Just type savechat.fakeologist.com.
And who's Flat Earth Clues? Is that Mark? Mark Sargent, yeah?
I doubt it.
Fucking right.
I doubt
mean, you've
it.
You've got Ed Sheeran and Mark Sargent on your site, Tim. What is going on? But that's Ed. I mean, I guess that is Ed, you know, so he's quite famous, isn't he?
Yeah.
He has
infamous,
been on before.
I would say.
Infamous is a better way of putting it. Yes.
Here we go. Well Save threaded fakeologist chat recent updates. Drop links here. Cool by Tom Dalpra. So, okay.
Yeah.
Now what?
One of my finest posts. Very in-depth.
Okay, so you're in there now, right?
Yeah, so I have to log in, is that right?
Is there a login button? Just click
this
on
This is
it.
On the right-hand side, login or register. So I don't want to do another.
No, just log in. It should be automatic.
Just using my fakeologist login?
Yeah. I don't even, yeah. So you're not logged into fakeologist then?
No, I am on my other machine, but not on this one.
Oh, I see. That's what. If you were logged in, it should be automatic. That's the whole point.
I try and stay logged out as much as possible. I usually say the only one I kind of keep logged in is the blue chat, the chat tango thing.
Yeah, I understand.
I stay on that one. But
what I'm trying to imply is, if you stay logged in a fakeologist, then you can drop links at save chat. That way they get saved.
Right.
That's all.
All right.
And
well,
if you have an audio,
I think I can work that out.
If you have an audio link, put it there, and then it'll be easier to download for those people that use podcatchers like BeyondPod and iTunes.
Right.
Well, not iTunes. iTunes, I have to set up another official feed, which I don't feel like doing.
Okay, so if I got an MP3 link from somewhere that I think might be interesting,
yeah,
log into that and drop it in there. Okay.
And then it should get pulled in automatically.
Right.
To podcatchers. Whereas the stuff in the chat, Tango chat, it just gets lost. I can't be bothered to save it. It's too hard.
Yeah. Did you listen to that, what did you call him? Dave McGowan one or whatever it was? The one with
Which
Frank?
One?
The one that was posted on Dell's blog.
Oh, no, I didn't. Well, I don't know.
Did you see what someone wrote in the comments section? It was bloody hilarious.
What?
Frank is just a friggin' blowhard.
No.
It's a very funny comment.
I was listening to some other jabbering audios. He's a nice guy. He was one of the few people
sure
I talked to off the air.
Yeah, I listened to a few. I listened to your one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
He was a nice guy. It's sad.
Was a nice guy. I don't know whether we should talk about him in past or present tense.
Well, I don't know. We don't have the info. Still logged into Skype, which is pretty strange.
Who's that?
Jabbering.
Well, you know.
It says he's away on messenger. Skype.
Yeah, but, you know, yeah, it's kind of spooky, isn't it? That's kind of 21st century kind of thing that could happen, I suppose.
It could happen. If he had Skype on his cell phone, so maybe they haven't turned it off. I mean,
what would be the point of staging that? I mean, I don't think his profile is high enough, is it, for him to...
No.
For it to be mean anything, to stage that, to have made that up. I don't know.
It sounded pretty legit. The guy at the beginning, the bit that I played the other night, where he sounded pretty upset. I mean, it sounded legit to me, but
who was upset?
The guy that was on that
Dave Eager.
That guy. Sounded very upset that he's normally a co-host or something because they were interviewing Frank.
Yeah, they were working a lot together. Yeah, so I can see that they worked a lot together.
Mm-hmm. So Scott Kelly's back. You've been reading that. All that bullshit. He gained 3.5 centimeters in height. That couldn't be a bad thing because he was 5'0".
Is that right? They didn't say that, did they?
Remember the picture of him compared to his other astronaut friends? He was like a good foot shorter. It was hilarious. If you look at that article in there, his brother, Mark Kelly, apparently shaved his mustache off. It's a real weird shot. You know what? NASA's always messing with us.
So
if you look at that article up.
Do you think it's the same guy?
Well, it does look like the same guy in that shot if you have a look closely, yeah.
Well, drop a link in Safe Chat.
Yeah, I already dropped it. If you go to chat.fakeologist.com.
Oh, it's in that chat. Okay.
Yeah. If you go to the one where I've written a pretty terse remark, apparently short ass, 5'0", potato liar man grew over 3 centimeters after a year in space, in quotes. What a crock of shit this news article is. If you click on that, you can actually see the picture of him. It's a bizarre picture of him and his brother. Brother always had a mustache as far as every other photo when he was with Gabrielle Giffords.
Is he still married to her?
Yeah, I think they're still supposedly married.
Now, that is some freak show, wouldn't it? You watch an interview with those two. Oh, it's sickly. It's acting, isn't it? It's just
yogurt.
What a freak show. What is going on?
Great Tom. Great laugh.
Well, Bush went through, Bush Senior went through David Weiss's failed attempt at exposing NASA green screen technology. But showcased George Bush coming through with Gabby Giffords behind him, didn't it, the other day? Is that right? At NASA. Was she there? Someone was. Some lady was with him. Did you see that?
I noticed that caused some consternation on fakeologist.com the other day. That whole green blue checkerboard.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Thoroughly debunked though, wasn't it? It was shown to be something that had been, that was commonly used to, been shown to be used on the ISS anyway. Looks like bloody there to blur the lines between green screen and reality anyway, but it had been obviously, it was openly used. Yes, sorry.
What happened? That didn't really bug me too much. Did it bug you?
No, it didn't
bug me. You made some vacuous comment or some comment about Jeff C, and then Simon Shack starts arcing up again.
I know.
You said, oh, so Jeff was, it was on the site as if it was believed, you put Jungle Surface take and someone else or whoever it was, Russian vids. So
no, I was PK. Saying, I think Jeff was right. I don't think, there was anything, I didn't think that blue screen was proof of anything I didn't think.
Well, no, obviously not. But it wasn't Jeff that was right necessarily, was it? I mean, he may have been right on it as well, but I suppose it was just sort of, it was clearly bullshit, yeah. Well, yeah, it's fairly innocent enough, but Jeff C's like a known wrong'un, isn't he, sort of thing. So we don't want to give him too much credibility.
No.
It wasn't him. We were right of saying that we've been suspicious about it, straight away. It was debunked within hours, really.
Yeah.
And Terran did it. Terran came straight on and said, no, it's wrong. Look, I'm sure it isn't right, It's going to be a setup. It's going to be debunked. Anyway, yeah.
Are you guys subscribed to a guy called Matty D for Truth? He seems like a pretty good guy. YouTube?
Never heard of him.
Matty D?
Yeah, Matty D for Truth. No. I kind of listen to his stuff. Anyway, He wrote something glowing about Jeff C, and I just said, give this guy a wide berth, and Jeff C, he doesn't like me one bit. Because I don't like him. Because he always goes on, about Paris. He was adamant that people got killed in that Paris event when there is no evidence, and he won't be shifted. He's always on false flags. He's always pushing the fear. Fear all over the place, and that's something I cannot stand. And I will not stand.
Yeah, like a low level Alex Jones. Talks
yes,
quite a bit.
Yeah,
truth,
he's the poor man's Alex Jones. You're right.
Yeah, like a poor man's Alex Jones. Yeah, so yeah. I mean, Tim doesn't think he's a shill at all. Tim doesn't think he's in any way sponsored. Jeff, see, you just think he's an idiot.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's paying him. I don't think
he's not worth paying.
He's
just an egotistical,
he's just using the platform. Yeah, he's just platform.
Well, if he's just like an accidental
He's so into his self-importance.
Well, it gets you interested though. It gets a lot of people interested.
Sure.
He's got a bit of I don't know what he's doing. John Le Bon was on his show, they did a thing together, didn't they? Did an audio where John was saying to Jeff that shills didn't exist. And Jeff was then answering back that, you know, he was arguing the case that, well, of course they did. It would be part of the scenery here in this field.
Are you talking about that Sunday Sessions that he did with him?
Maybe it was a Sunday Session.
I was on that call. That was when I asked Jeff C. about planes hitting buildings and September clues. He said, I don't need to. He knew planes were hit buildings because he's so clever. That's why him and that Red Pill Revolution, or it's called True Media Revolution, they parted ways over that.
Yeah, well, it's sort of, not that clever, is it, really? Not that intelligent.
Ab's having lots of fun with his sound effects.
He's getting his sound effects, yeah.
I'm trying to find a good hypnotized sound effect.
It's kind of
trying to hypnotize us.
Wobble board, yeah.
No, because we were talking about Ed Sheerany.
Yeah,
well,
I
would prefer you interviewed Ed Sheerany rather than Chris Kendall.
I don't think you'd be that great.
What the fuck? You shouldn't almost lower yourself. Do you know what I mean? Tim would. Tim's a good one. But not Chris.
Ah, that's great. Tim and Lowry.
You've got an everyman sort of feel to you, Tim, though, in a sense. You'd be good with Ed Sheerany, in a way. But Chris is almost too serious. Chris couldn't take that. He'd go, shut the fuck up, wouldn't he? You know, this is bullshit, man. You know, you are talking bullshit.
Actually, you do a very good Chris Kendall impression.
This is Mike Russell from...
Yeah.
Hello, this is Mike Russell. I do Mike Russell much better. I only just heard him, actually.
Answer to another viewer question.
Another
Hello
viewer
to Jack
question.
Tannen, who's...
Jack Tannen, who's got a bit of a radio
effects
voice. You see, and I've never heard him, and I can do him.
That was very good.
Shut up.
I'll tell you what I did anyway. I went over to Dell's site, and he had a 5-hour of Alex Jones paranoia. Absolute comedy gold.
Who had paranoia?
Dale Quire posted a 5-hour video of Alex Jones, and they've cut it together of his paranoia. It's a classic. If anyone takes Alex Jones seriously in this day and age, they need their fucking head examined.
How did anyone build that up?
It's massive.
5 hours.
Yeah, I mean, that really is, this is like a huge amount of effort. Well, like, I mean, Alex Jones, prolific with his output. Call him what you want. All right, maybe he's a paid shill or whatever his sponsor. He is. Let's all agree on that one.
Well, there are places that he won't go. It took him 3 or 4 years after Sandy Hook to even admit that it was a synthetic terror event. That's what he called it, a synthetic. So he's trying to sort of have an each way bet or something. Even still,
well, he. I mean, I think I should go back and listen to Alex Jones to remember that he used to talk a lot of stuff that was real, you know, and it's different. I'm not sure where it starts and ends always sometimes these days.
When he whipped everyone up into a fear in 1999, that's how long ago we're talking about, with the Y2K thing.
Yeah, full of shit, yeah. Yeah, sorry.
Getting everybody, all the Russians have launched their nukes. The Russians, you know, he's a fucking maniac. He doesn't give a shit how much damage he does with the words that he says, especially back then.
He doesn't give a shit with the words he says. No, even that.
I try and be truthful. I'm pretty hardcore with what I say, but I try to be truthful as best I can. Same with you.
I like that. We like that, don't we, Rolls? We like honesty. We like truth. We are real.
Yeah. And if I know that I've made a mistake somewhere, but I'll always correct myself. But
the only thing is, you've never made any mistakes, have you, Rolls?
Never. Not one.
Not one. He's not made one. No. No. So, yeah, good record. Good, clean record so far.
I misspeak all the time. I get dates wrong, you know, I sometimes get names wrong.
Ah. I've never got a name wrong, ever.
Never?
No,
go through not at all. All your audio, Tom, Steve, to see if that is the truth.
No worries, Steve. No, I mean, I'd run a night where I compare a night and I'm introducing people all night and ask them what their name is. And by the time 30 seconds later, I've forgotten, you know, very often. Names.
The second the handshake ends, the name drops to the floor.
Well, that's it. As soon as you've had the funny handshake, forget what their name is. You just think, Mason. Yeah. No. Yeah.
So I'm just looking through fakeologist.com at the moment. So 9/11 theories by RV.
Russian Vids. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not looking into clues for him at all. That's a big problem with him, is he? Yeah. Have you looked at that? Yeah.
You can tell. Yeah.
Well, he just
Russian Vids. I believe in the Creator. I believe in Jesus Christ, the Lord, and the Bible.
The firmament. He's big into the firmament.
I would suggest, he feels to me like a, agent of disinformation.
Sure has a lot of good information, though. Come on.
But he does. Sometimes
give him credit there.
Sometimes I watch a video of his and I'm thinking, wow, really convincing.
when it comes to Freemasons and these Satanists and whatever,
he seems to know what he's talking about. 33 degree Freemasonry, the highest right, Scottish free right Freemasonry.
Yeah, that's it.
And he's a bit like one of these YouTubers, like Zach and...
I still listen to Zach.
Yeah.
Do you?
What about Jungle? No, I only when you post them.
Yeah.
I did look the other day when there was something Zach had done. I had a look, you know. I looked at the sports things he was looking at, see how he was getting on with his predictions with looking at the numbers. Not sure if he's pulled off a correct prediction yet, but brave to try. These things are so, you know, difficult. They can seem, you get, you know, confirmation bias and the numbers can seem to fit so well. You can make them fit so well. It's quite... Yeah, it'd be interesting to see, because that's something you can get tangible results with, you know, looking at numbers and things, sports results. I mean, that's what he seems to be looking at, which I understand that. And that's something really tangible. You could say, well, is Zach actually giving us some real sort of interesting inside information?
And I don't think he got the Baseball World Series result right, but...
He didn't get it right. Got some of it.
He can't win them all.
And, I don't know, yeah.
I don't know who was having a go at... I think it might have been that Matty D, was having a go at Zach Hubbard the other day, but you guys don't know him, so I won't continue on. I'll tell you what I really did enjoy is Chris Kendall's new video, Giffords and the Grey's Anatomy. That's amazing.
Yeah, he's brought that up a few times.
Yeah, amazing.
Well, Jay Dyer is the other guy that just does great work on all this stuff. He just ties Hollywood in with all the psyops. I think he's great.
Oh, yeah, he does, doesn't he?
God, he watches movies so differently, and he's got a movie library in his head.
Jay Dyer worked in the industry, didn't he?
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah, he was a producer, or he was something to do with it. Predictive programming decoded Jay on the Bristol FM.
I need to listen to that. Yeah, it sounds good.
Have you listened to any? Yeah, that was a good one. That guy's really, really with it. Just reading his movie reviews, some of them I actually want to go find and watch, just to look for the stuff he's talking about. A lot of movies I haven't even watched that he mentions.
Yeah, I listened to him talking about Jay Widener. Is that right? And Jay Widener's take on something on the Kubrick's Odyssey.
That's a brilliant movie, actually, that one.
The Jay Widener one.
Yeah, because
that's fascinating. Well put together. Yeah.
Yeah, front screen projection,
and then you sort of see the subliminal.
Yeah, well, the super cameras that Kubrick had access to, and I mean, Widener really nailed it on that. But unfortunately, obviously, that was his magnum opus, because he's gone into some other shit on that Red Ice Radio. And
oh, has he?
He just sounds a little bit crazy to me. But
yeah, I think he's comfortably. Well, he's, you know, aligned with other stuff, isn't he? That's
don't you think he's given that information
out there
to dish out?
Yeah,
what do you think?
Could be.
Just like George Orwell, he didn't predict any of this stuff. They just used his reputation to pump the information through. He's just used as a conduit. That's the way I look at George Orwell and all these guys.
Certainly got a lot right, didn't he?
Well, he got everything right. He was given the blueprint.
Yeah.
I don't think he predicted it. I think this is what they wanted to see, and we're seeing it.
Good book, though. I mean, all animals are created equal, Ab. Yep, some animals are more equal than others.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What did you think of that quote in I put today? The one about the proving the globe Earth. I thought that was really good.
Oh, the Orwell one. Yeah.
Yeah. He said most people, if asked to prove that the Earth is round, would not even bother to produce the rather weak arguments I've outlined above. They would start off by saying that everyone knows the Earth to be round, and if pressed further, would become angry. In a way, Shaw is right. This is a credulous age, and the burden of knowledge which we now have to carry is partly responsible. So he just says we have to know so much, we can't have the proofs of all the things we know in our heads. But he wasn't doing a really good job convincing someone didn't believe in the round Earth either. That's true, I think.
But, you know, when you say the word round, that I mean, that applies, I think, only to the flat Earth. Not
well,
like
spherical.
A pizza is round.
Yeah, spherical, I think.
Spherical is the
say.
Word, not round.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Globe or spherical is the only two words. If they mix that up all the time. You're trying to work out what people are trying to say half the time.
Was it Bernard Shaw who was a flat earther as well?
I don't know.
The classic arguments, the thing is, you can make the classic argument, and it's true, it's that it is, it's been argued before, you know, and it doesn't seem to change anything. This is absolutely right, people have said this.
Doesn't matter a bit. I don't think it matters one fucking bit. What matters goes on here is what we do.
The narrative
is. whether we're here on a flat earth or we're on a spherical earth, it's how we treat one another and what we do while we're here, and a lot of brainwashed people do a lot of rotten things that they probably shouldn't do. And that's where I'm talking. I'm going into the. I had an argument with someone online the other day about the Jews and how many of them are brainwashed into thinking that they're better than us, Goy or whatever they call us, All animals are created equal.
The Jews, though. I mean, how many of them are... I mean, just very few of them, I think. Very few. We just talked about religion there, you know, Christians. How much of them are brainwashed to think we're better than, say, Aborigines, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean...
You know, it's the same deal.
That thing that Frank was on the other day, it was just impossible to listen to because of the... you have to accept God into your life and... Well, what a load of bloody horse shit that was.
Who was that, sorry?
That was Frank on that show when he started off the show saying that Java had died. He's normally a co-host. And then they had Frank McManus on there.
Oh, okay.
And they're banging on about bloody God and having to accept God into your life. And it just sounded like a sales pitch of what they used to do with missionaries and off to Africa and get them all to...
It's powerful stuff. It works.
Sure
the God mechanism. Do you know what I mean?
Sure is.
I quit alcohol using that.
Won't work with me, mate.
Serenity, man.
Won't work. God won't work with me.
Well, it's a mechanism,
Shove
Rose.
That God shit right up your ass.
It's a mechanism, though, isn't it? If one needs a way of getting out of a problem, perhaps if one used reference to God-type reference, you see what I mean? Externalizing, you know, influence or something. You can, it's a good practical, you know, if you, cause sometimes you can look at, you know, people look too into themselves and they need a God or something, you know, to look out, to use it as a reference. Oh, what am I trying to say? Do you know what I mean?
No.
It's functional.
But look,
I quit alcohol and I found God, you could say. Okay. to an extent. There's a mechanism there.
Benjamin Franklin, what did he say? What was one of his best quotes? Beer is proof that God loves us.
And quitting Benjamin alcohol Franklin. Can prove to you that God exists. I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't believe in God, and I don't
mate. You know, THC and marijuana that makes you high. Whatever. Could be the same
thing. We're talking about, it's a different one. I don't know. Well, how do we get around to this? You see, the trouble is we were speaking in the lobby, and I was just candidly talking without thinking. And I've just come in here and forgotten that we're actually live. We're in a live stream now. This is actually going down, being recorded again. Mm. And I probably can't get out of not getting this one played, said on it. So I've got to remember that now.
Well, you can ask Ab nicely.
I know, like you said the other night, and he did. He didn't post it. No, thanks.
We should have recorded all the stuff with, who was the fellow that we're in the lobby with?
Tommy? Dale.
Was it? No, it wasn't Felix. Was it Felix? No, it wasn't. It was at Zalian or something.
Oh, Zalian.
Yeah.
Was Zalian?
Zalian. We had a good chat with him, didn't we? He has been in the live stream
for about 2 hours. We should have recorded all of that because that was awesome.
We had a long chat on there, didn't we? But,
very clever, Philip.
Yeah, I don't think God, so Frank was going into God and everything. And and I agree. It's like if you attach that to it, religion to it, it's like a straw man in itself. It sort of seems to devalue the rest of someone else's argument in a way, to an extent. I really don't know. Just go over
and have a listen to it. It's called Out of Darkness or something is the name of the podcast. It's on Del Quire's site. And if you've got a couple of hours and can handle it.
Well, Jaronism talks about that, doesn't he? A creator, you know. Yeah, and there's people that say, you know, once you realize the earth is flat, you realize there has to be a creator.
I would tend to block that out if I was listening to Jaronism, because he has so many other interesting things to say. Whereas this Out of Darkness thing was basically the whole podcast was about God and accepting God. They were having digs at Tim, fakeologist. Simon Shack. Yeah.
Oh, really?
When is this? Which audio is this?
This is that Out of Darkness one. If you listen to it, they're having digs at you, mate.
Well, hold on a sec. What link? Drop the link in the save chat.
It's the one. I'll drop it there again. You guys continue on chatting. I'll find it and I'll be back shortly.
Oh, thanks, Rolls.
You're welcome.
I'm just reading. Did you see that post of Simon's actually about? He's talking about the whole flat earth psyop.
Oh yeah.
And he listed all the characters that were deliberately.
Oh, has he done that lately today or something?
That was a couple of days ago. I got to find it now. He's listing all the characters that sort of took his name and.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's good.
And one of them was the Postal Service.
Yes, and then he just took that video down the other day straight away. That blue screen one, which he'd been promoting.
I didn't realize the whole thing behind him and the Postal Service, but I just posted a link in Save Chat that you guys should look at.
I think Jeff C asked Postal to take that down or something, and he acquiesced. I'm pretty sure it was Jeff C that asked him to take it down. I could be wrong. Hold on, here we go. I found the
MP3. Jeff C sort of said it all. Oh, Jeff C said it all along that it was fake. He's will not go to build Jeff C's credibility with me at all. You know, it's as if this is incredibly building it. Jeff C.
We know.
Bollocks.
Yeah, we know he's a scumbag of the highest order. Okay, I'll just drop the link into the live stream if that's all right.
No,
don't drop it there.
Put it in save chat. I want you to log in and put it in there.
All right. Well, there it is. It's in the live stream there. Recordings Talk Shoe, PC 119117, PS 105.8219.mp3. There you go. I'll drop it in the save chat later when I get on my other machine. I'll investigate the save chat thing and work it out.
What is that link that you just put in?
I just put it in the live stream. That's the one where he says goodbye to Java Ring. And then it's Frank McManus, and then they drop digs at you all the way through it. You and Simon Shack. I'm sure that's the one. Plus,
goodbye to Java Ring.
The guy Egar? That runs the yeah that okay. that one.
The flat Earth is such a stupid discussion because it's like you're assuming there's another model. Do you know what I mean? There isn't. You haven't got one. Not sophisticated one.
Recorded live.
Hey everybody, it's Out of Darkness Into the Light, and I have Frank McManus here. He's going to talk about the validity of rocketry as
you
it relates
voice,
to whether
voice
or not
shaking.
Space is a vacuum.
Sounds legit.
And I'm sure we'll be talking about the NASA space program to some degree. I have my two co-hosts here, Emily and Teflon, both by the name Chuck. And I do have to say something serious here that's going to dampen some people's spirits, but it has to be said. I called Jabba Ring.
Recorded live.
Recorded?
Frank Andrew, goes by the name Chuck. Little spirits, but it has to be said. I called Jabba Ring, which is another one of my co-hosts, to tell him we're going to go on the show, and his mother answered his cell phone and said that he's passed away. So sorry to have to reveal that to everybody.
Oh.
And I talked to him for a while on the phone, and she thanked me because she said that his spiritual state had improved since he'd been dialoguing with me. She knew who I was. She'd listened to some of the shows, and he'd talked about me, you know, in a positive context. And, you know, if you can bring something positive out of that, it's a wake-up call that, you know, this life is very transient. And
that's for sure.
Yeah.
You remember when you were a kid, you used to act as if you were an immortal, you know, the foolishness of all that. And I guess it's, you kind of look at like a lottery in a negative way. You know, what's the chances of something bad happening to me? But you see how these kids go out there, like on graduation night, and they get loaded, and they end up crashing into a tree, and they find out that you actually are immortal, you know. But it's something for all of us to think about. You know, you got to get your life straight because there's no guarantees about tomorrow unless you have a personal revelation from God. And I've talked about this before, and the Bible actually teaches that you see these the great patriarchs in Scripture, like David and Abraham. Paul was another one. And they spoke with absolute certainty about their, quote-unquote, eternal state. And, you know, David talked about it in Psalm 23, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And he knew that he was elect.
And at this point, I start getting bored, you know.
Yep. But Saul...
I want to hear some good old fakeologist bashing.
Oh, look, mate. You'll have to go through it at your own time, and
I could probably
cut it out. But that's basically they continue on like that all the way through, Tommy.
Well, first like of all, I'd like to say it did sound genuine to me, as you sensed, Rolo, and I thought, you know what, that's a genuine passing of Jabba Ring there.
Yeah.
So
you could hear the flutter in his voice.
Yeah. So that seemed genuine, and it's a fair point, isn't it? That I think that's the life is transient, and it's, you know, and we should cherish every minute with our loved ones, and you know that we, yeah, all that. It's all good, isn't it? Alive.
Oh yeah.
Tommy's
it's mastermind. Next contestant, Tommy Dalpra. Special subject: the bleeding obvious.
Yeah, go on then. Ask me a question. Yeah. I keep saying,
do you remember that show, Tommy? In it.
Yes. Started, so I'll finish. Yes. Popular quiz show in English BBC television culture history. Began in the 70s.
Never heard of it.
Did you hear the, there was another thing that Del played. God, he played some good vids, and they were audios, and they were going on about that. That guy called Jimmy Savile. Now you'd remember him, don't you, Tommy?
Yeah, of course I do. Yes, yeah. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Yeah.
Top of the pops, top of the pops, and Jim will fix it.
Now then. Yes, yeah, Jimmy Savile. I mean, Jim will fix it. I mean, come on, he'll fix it. He can fix it.
And he'll fix you if you're an 8-year-old. Doesn't matter if you're a girl or a boy. What a piece of garbage.
He could rape you and give you a badge, a special badge, saying he'd done it. Yeah, the gym will fix it. He gives you the badge.
How he got away with it for so long.
Plastic badge. Oh.
Anyway,
go on,
if you listen to Ogner's The Information Underground, the 2nd of March, that's he really gets into that Jimmy Savile piece of human filth. If he was still alive, I wish he was still alive and in prison. But he escaped. He escaped. The top bods at the BBC can say that they didn't know about it. The ones that are still alive and basically, what do you call it? What's the word? When they allowed him, there's a word for it.
Get a blind eye.
I think it's called enabling. They enabled.
Yeah.
They enabled him to fiddle with kids. And I'm talking 8 years old. Isn't that disgusting and despicable?
Yeah.
Anyway, as long as his memory is forever remembered for being an absolute tyrant, in our day and age, how someone could get away with that. But at least we all know about
it. Tyrant. It's like a white, it's a weaselly sort of guy, you know, really tricky, you know. Tricky sort of.
They've got video of him, Tommy, of him at the top of the Pops where he's down with all the kids and he's groping all over the place. I mean,
I mean, it was the whole culture was different then. Definitely. I mean, I am not saying that it's right what happened at all, but in the context of a very different culture in the 70s and certainly the BBC and everything, it was so different then. You know, and it's changed dramatically. And now we're so politically correct and we think, 21st century, you know, but
that reminds me of?
What's that, mate?
Mark Boland.
This one here, hold on a sec. This one.
Richard Dawson!
What do you do, Dan?
I work at Google. Mostly just do website optimizing.
What's the local utility company?
No, I don't work at a utility company. I work at Google.
Oh, I thought you were being shy. I didn't want to mention for whom you work.
Sure, I work at a utility company.
What's the air date of this show? I just want to make sure he's home. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why I waste my time talking.
Okay, that was the wrong one.
What are you going? Where are you going with this?
You remember Richard Dawson? All the kissing?
Oh, yeah, I remember him. The Running Man guy, or he was on Hogan's Heroes. Is that the guy?
Yeah. Oh, maybe this is it.
You're not going to faint or anything.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, all right.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Family Feud, that's right. I did that as well.
You know, the first time anybody's ever slapped that buzzer and didn't use their hand.
Thank you.
You're
Stavrula.
No. Stavrula.
Come here. Stavrula.
Yeah.
You know, can you understand why they have wars in Greece? I can't understand. Is that... Thank you, Doctor.
I'll put that in the same chat.
I love you.
We must get on with the game.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you honestly, we've been on the air, I think, a year and a half. It's the first time on those introductions I've ever gotten aroused. Now, I'm leveling with you. That's the most passionate kissing. I usually kiss for luck, but I got involved a couple of times.
Okay, sorry, guys. I had to indulge there.
He's kissed more girls than Arthur Fonzarelli.
Yeah. Oh, man. The funniest part was watching the women that didn't want to kiss him.
Oh, yeah, I bet that was
back
great.
Up off the podium there. But I think they must have told them up front, or I guess they watched the show. They knew that the guy was always moving in for the kill. Oh well,
I bet you somebody's counted how many women he's kissed on. And some of them quite passionately. You're right. I remember that now.
Yeah, now you remember that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, sorry, guys.
We had a game show down in Australia where Graham Kennedy would always pash off Nolene Brown, and he was a funny sort of fellow. We didn't even know if he was gay or straight or what. He was really bizarre, one of those enigmatic sexual types, like Benny Hill, Tommy Dalper. You remember Benny Hill? Like, no one knew what was going on with him.
His sexuality.
Yeah,
he was straight. But,
he was, was he? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think so. But perhaps he was one of those sort of slightly sort of perverted blokes that liked the girls, you know, with to rub the big boobs in his face or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, who doesn't like that?
Well, I think it's disgusting. I mean, personally, I'm a... I was going to say something. I can't remember what it was now.
Well, we have lots of comedy down under back in the 70s and 80s where big boobs being rubbed in your face was always for a laugh.
Yes, yes.
Paul Hogan, he was always into that.
There's nothing wrong with that, yeah.
No, it's quite normal.
I don't know, it was very different in the 70s, and I was talking to a guy who was a radio DJ. We seem to be in a puritanical age now.
There was a show called Minder on ITV, that you remember that, and they had tits out all over the place.
Well, I don't think Minder did actually have tits out it all did. Over the place. In your romantic retrospective memory roles, it may have.
Well, you won't see it now, mate, because they're all cut
the Sweeney. To bits. There's a bit of tits in a Sweeney. You should watch
yeah,
a Sweeney for some wank fodder. Yeah, stop it. But I was talking to a guy who was a DJ with all those DJs back in the 70s. He was a Radio 1. His name was Trevor Dan. He was a DJ, and he went on to be the head of music at BBC. So right. A real big, serious job. But Trevor was a Cambridge guy, and I know him from the local radio here. He used to do a show on a Sunday. I used to go and see him. And this is sort of my old mate from years ago, really. But
right.
Well, I mean, I don't see him very often. I don't have his phone number in my phone even particularly or something. But I went for a coffee with him and we talked about stuff. But he was talking about DLT. He said he was a buffoon, you know, but he wasn't, a paedophile, you know, but he was leching.
I mean, not everyone's a, not everyone's
see,
a fucking...
In that case, it was definitely a case of it was... At the time in the 70s, it was legitimized. You know, you can't then, in a way, retrospectively go back and say, oh, you couldn't have actually done that. No, we should agree that you can't do it, but it wasn't a big crime that DLT had done. That was his take on it anyway.
There are so many people that abuse their position of power. There was a guy in charge of Doctor Who all the way through, and books have been written about him. Doctor Who after about 1980 till its demise in 1989. Where he was, he was gay, obviously, but apparently he liked younger boys. So he's John Nathan Turner, his name was. So he I don't know if he was a pedo, but he certainly used his position of power in charge of Doctor Who to procure younger men, because you know how young men like Doctor Who, they just do. And apparently Tony Blackburn's had a bit of a falling out with the BBC recently. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, they sacked him, I think. Yeah, he'd be about 80, isn't he? They sacked
him. He's got to be knocking on. Yeah, you're right.
I don't know. Is that right? Is that over? Is that too much? The thing I think, I don't understand with that one, 15-year-old girls and sort of 23-year-old men or something. I don't know.
Is that what got him for?
Well, yeah, I don't know what it was, really. I'm not sure that it was an old case, you know, of someone that was, you know, from years ago, I think, years and years ago. She was perhaps 15 and he was in his 20s or something. That's what I thought was led to believe.
Right.
Anyway, I don't know Tony Blackburn's specific case, but it didn't seem, I don't know.
He certainly had a sense of humour.
He wasn't Jimmy Savile, was he? You know.
Oh, Jimmy Savile. I mean, Jimmy Savile was just ultimate... disgusting, because he used to run a sort of disabled hospitals or something, and would he was just, it just sounds like he was just a really nasty piece of work in hindsight.
Okay.
Anyway, let's move on to a happier subject. What do we what else do we got to talk about there, Timmy?
Yeah, what else we got there, guys?
Let's have a look. So it rests on authority. Medical stories conceal the truth. The art of storytelling is very powerful. On Zika, for example. Have you guys gone through this?
Well, this is John Rappaport. That guy's bang on, if you ask me.
Yeah.
What do you think?
You want to read it?
Yeah, go. You're a good reader.
You want me to read it, or do you want to read it?
I'm getting a little drowsy myself.
Nothing new about what's happening in Brazil. Various types of brain damage in children have been endemic for a very long time. Researchers there at the World Health Organization are fully aware of this. At the moment, they're using the story of the Zika virus, in quotes, to obscure the truth, to obscure the causes, to obscure the criminals. It's business as usual. This truth can be traced in many places in parts of Africa. For example, grinding poverty, malnutrition and starvation, contaminated water supplies, lack of basic sanitation, overcrowding, toxic medical treatment, stolen land and pesticides combined to twist and destroy human life.
Yeah, all that. Local... And then they give them Zika. Yeah.
Go, Tommy.
Yeah.
I just said I've got to contend with all that, all those things. And then
well, Zika's the cover.
Yeah, Zika's exactly.
Yeah, but they probably don't know. No. Yeah, they wouldn't know that it's not a cover, the locals, of course. That's the whole point, that they're out of it because they don't know what's going on.
Isn't that the whole con of medicine? Isn't that what's done to us and we don't realize it in its own way over to us?
Maybe,
you know, we're saying, oh, it's happening to them over there, you know. But in fact, isn't that the same principle that's the way it works with us?
Yep, absolutely.
The men in charge, locally and far away, have purposely maintained the population in this state. And whenever they have felt the need to divert attention from the truth, they've concocted a medical cover story, a virus, a sudden outbreak such as Zika, which I totally agree with. There's nothing simpler. I mean, they do that shit all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Just these viruses.
It's like the G factor, isn't it? It's like giving it a name, a commodity. You're inventing a commodity.
Yep.
It's like a currency at that point, isn't it?
Next thing you know, we'll have a vaccine and cover all it. We can all take the vaccine for it.
Yes, definitely.
All that.
And I have another blog called Morab. So if you go to morab.fakeologist.com, I moved it, by the way. I moved it. And I think there's another post just on health in general, how that's a cover story.
Tommy's got that BBC going in the background again.
It is, actually, funny enough. BBC One. I really hope it hasn't been disturbing anyone. It's how I just sit here all the time, you know. It's just it's
it hypnotizes you.
I hypnotize it, but I'm sure it works both ways, you know.
Which one are you talking about? Coercive wax?
No, it's on. It's really basically
For
live news. So I can pick up live news all the time because it's just over there and on. I like it. It's reassuring to me. I don't really watch it at all. Don't sit and watch it much. But I can always turn the chair around for a few months.
Don't worry. I mean, I do the same thing. I do the same thing here. And I mostly laugh at every single story is just bullshit.
Listen to the Genie, whatever her name is?
Genie?
Yeah, the Genie, the big mouth.
Oh, no, she's on Fox. I'm talking about more local. I listen normally to Sky, which is Sky down here in Australia. They have their local, fairly local anyway.
They weren't Rupert Murdoch. He married Jerry Hall, didn't he?
Would you believe it? I did have to. I had to have a jolly good chuckle. Oh, we should play. She was knocking around with Brian Ferry there for a while, wasn't she? Was it?
Yeah. No. Gossip again.
Sorry.
Yeah. I just thought it was fun. Okay. Yeah.
Remember that tune? Let's Stick Together. Time. Come on. Let's stick. Wasn't she in that film?
Yeah, then they split up and she went off with Jagger because she couldn't face being Jerry Ferry.
Imagine being Jerry Ferry.
Didn't work. What a shame.
She's finally hit the jackpot.
Jerry Murdoch, baby, she's a billionaire. Anyway, look, he's a big media empresario, front man, so there's something to do, and that's a lot of fakery involved with that.
She's still looking pretty good for her age.
Well, what about him? I think he looks darkly handsome. I've always liked Jerry, I always liked her.
Well, she still looks good. I mean, I'm looking at the photos, I'm looking at Murdoch, he looks like death warmed up, and... Yeah, she looks good. But she's only 60 years old.
Yeah, and he's only 108.
That's right. I think his mother's Dame whatever Murdoch's still going.
Is she?
Yeah, she's well over 100. Oh, they eat the good non-GMO foods, the queen. I mean, she'll never die.
Well, this is the thing. What are they eating? Because, queen's diet would surely be, ideal, man. Sure, I mean,
I'm just looking at this huge stick of broccoli on Morab.
You like that?
.com.
Yeah. Yeah, good for you.
Well, is that a genetically modified broccoli? Or broccoli, I don't know how you pronounce it.
I don't know.
Broccoli.
So you played there's a video there about no jab, no pay in Australia.
Yeah.
They're forcing us to get their children vaccinated for all these ridiculous things. Remember back in the day that they'd have measles parties and get all the kids to have measles. Now it's all the stupid young parents go and get them jabbed, MMR. Then they wonder why we've got an outbreak of what is it?
Peanut allergies.
No, the retarded.
All sorts of shit. I mean, I do wonder about that.
Autism.
Yeah.
My sister's kid, he's a fucking autistic for sure. He's totally useless. He'll never amount to anything in his life. He's just totally within himself. And we thought it was a phase when he was a kid, but no, he was messed up with, he had his full set of vaccines because she's, they're a lot of their family actually, authority. They are so into authority figures. You know, even if they've got a doctor's appointment, and in here in Australia, if you miss your doctor's appointment, the doctor gets pissed off.
He doesn't get paid.
So they'll go and see the doctor, even though there's nothing wrong with them, just to keep their appointment. Hmm. You know what I'm talking about? It's idiotic. I just shake my head. I'm never going to see. I'd rather die than see another doctor. I mean, I've been so mistreated back in my younger days. Yeah, badly. I'm just glad I found you, Fakeologists, and a lot of other sites that. I know that the allopathic medical industry is a business run for profit. They don't give a shit about you and getting you better. All they want to do is, dole out treatments. And we know from what Chris Kendall says so passionately that you cannot sue if the bloody vaccine hurts your child. You cannot sue. The government's made sure you cannot sue. Disgusting. Despicable. Anyway. I'm off my soapbox now.
Well, that's a fair one. I feel terrible that I let my daughter have her vaccinations, and she has these allergies. I don't know if it comes from that, but I have read there could be some links.
Well, just try and give her the best.
Yeah, I don't know.
Try and give her the best food you can, Tommy, and hopefully she can ride it out, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's nothing that a good few Burger Kings won't sort out.
you're a funny bugger. I always had, when I was a kid, I always had constant runny nose and that. But I was eating so much cheese back then. The second I stopped the cheese, the nose and the mucus and all of that, and my ears being constantly full of wax and whatnot, went away.
Are you sure you just weren't so psychosomatic because you thought cheese was a bit like mucus? And you just kept imagining it. I probably did. Yeah, that's certainly, I'm sure it means something.
Look, jeez. In this day and age, you know, the older I get, Tommy, I actually have gone back and had the odd pizza now and then, and it hasn't bothered me that much. But it's a bit like the sweets argument we had the other day. You're not going to jump over and nick all the sweets from your newsagents, are you? Because they might feed you cancer. It's... The odd sweet or chocolate bar isn't going to hurt you.
But you can have a real habit of eating things, and that can build up, can't it? And you can have a bad habit of eating too much of something, and that mounts up to being bad for you. Whereas actually it's not really bad for you. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what gets us a lot of
Tommy, I can
bad
tell
habits.
You stories about morbidly obese people that I've known. I've never seen them eat anything because they do it in secret. It's almost a shame thing for some people, eating.
Yeah, yeah, like binge drinking sort of thing becomes that.
Oh, yeah, I do that all the time.
Big people, though, that you are always eating, you know, as well. There's certainly a portion of those around.
Well, that's right, because we live in an economy that demands that you keep consuming, and food is one of them.
An addiction, yeah. Yeah, it's I've got the almost the opposite. I have to sort of try at the moment. Eating is quite a bit of a chore. You go to the other, get too excited all the time.
You want to enjoy your meals?
Yes, I do. Yep. Not in an excess, though.
No, exactly. Yes, I'm looking for that healthy balance as well. And Rolls is steady on what, 3 bottles a day?
Oh, hardly. I mean, if I was on 3 bottles of vodka a day. Can you hear him in my voice? I'm a bit lucid. I could actually even read.
You're in good shape today.
Yeah, like it. Yeah. You actually seem, are you actually sober? Or you sort of.
Totally.
He's totally sober today.
Wow, fantastic.
Good for you, Rollo.
Yeah. You see, you don't have to be drunk to do these calls. It's great.
I was just checking our fakeologist and he said, come on the audio chat. Who, I think you were asking someone else there to come on as well.
Whoever wants to. Yeah.
It's just a shame Felix couldn't get that push to talk. I listened back to the feedback. It wasn't that bad. You could actually hear what we were saying, but
yeah, it wasn't bad. But it's annoying nonetheless. It's annoying.
It is. It was annoying. You're right.
It is, I think. And on that sad note, I'm gonna have to pass out now.
Okay then.
But you guys continue if you want.
Yeah. Cheers, Tim. Thanks, mate. Yeah. I haven't.
Been nice chat. You're Tom. You're Tom. He's Tim.
Oh, sorry, Tom. And I,
good,
yes.
good on you, Tim. You're a good guy.
And, no, thanks a lot, Tom, for all your work. And sorry, I've been all vague and sort of but thanks for thanks for your help. Cheers,
all right.
Simon. I mean,
Bob.
Cheers, Tim.
We've lost him. It's just being you, mate.
Fuck! What are we going to do now?
Let's play some tunes.
Here we go. From this point, ladies and gentlemen. You might like to switch off your radio and thank you. Barrett. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's taking over now. He's going to put on some shawaddy waddy or something. Oh,
I'll put on whatever you want.
Look, talk about something interesting. People want to hear. People tune into this to hear some things they've never heard before.
You can't just say, look, Tom, you cannot just say talk about something interesting and expect.
Come on. You know, come on.
What?
Yes, you can.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know.
All right.
Well, no, I mean, you are an interesting guy. And
I try to be.
With a huge amount of experience. And a massive
fact. Heaven and the occult black cube worship.
Oh,
you think
yeah.
That's something?
Black cube worship. Yeah, what is that about? Who was talking about that?
I don't know. It only goes for 30 minutes, so let's have a listen to what they're going on about. Oh, it's our mate Russian Vids.
Oh, well,
No. Let me just
maybe not.
Here. I don't know where he's trying to. I think he's.
Oh,
just
I see. It's an apple. An apple's in a cube. In I mean, yeah, this black cube.
Here we go. What if they? Oh, here we go. It is. What would we do if they told us 9/11 was a lie? I'm pretty sure that's our mate PK, A22. What do we got next?
Oh yeah, PK.
Unreal's 4-hour effort. Have you listened to that?
In the sense that I've properly listened to about an hour of it or something, but it was on and I just got distracted. But he was talking about some architecture and some space, a bit of that.
It got more juicy towards the end, actually. If you go to the last say hour or so,
yeah,
when they all sort of calm down a bit and they get into the real juicy sort of stuff. So the last hour of that, or 2 hours maybe. But I think the last hour was pretty good. Log in, good users. If you have not typed your name, this is that save chat thing. So you seem to have worked it out.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
NASA busters. Should we go through this?
Well, did you not see this week? It was just a silly. It's a silly little thing that happened this week, really. But it did come to a head in the sense that Simon came on and Tim and he had a bit of a sort of like tête-à-tête for a moment.
In the reply section.
In the thread, yeah. In the replies. Yeah, yeah. And then Simon even referenced it and linked it to on Close Forum. Yeah.
You did.
You did indeed. I think it needs to be clear that it was, the thing is, it's sitting up there. So do you know about it?
So he's gone back to this old, he was using that new comment system. What was it called?
Discs.
He's not using that anymore. It doesn't seem. He's gone back to the old one. It's a bit tricky to know. There goes.
We tried the other one. I think this one's more. This one is a bit better. You can At least you can sort of edit the comments a little bit easier. You can use italics on this one. And then people are used to using it. And true enough, there's backup with another 20 comment thread, you know. So it seems it does at least get used more. The discs. The disc
certainly
thing
got,
had to have a
certainly got
login.
People talking, didn't it? This NASA busters.
Yeah, but, Well, it's simple. There's no controversy there. Yeah, that's the thing. There's no controversy there. It was David Rice pushing something which was not controversial or an expose, you know?
Yeah.
This blue screen had been openly used on the ISS.
How old's that picture of you with your stick smiley face there?
You've gone to the...
Yeah, yeah. So Tom Delpre, you said, excellent. We know these impassioned text dialogues can easily become fractured.
Is that my picture? I don't know. I did last year or something.
Was it?
Yeah,
good looking fella. Douglas.
Yeah, I mean, depends on your relative, really, isn't it? I mean, to some people, I'm sure I'm not.
They can get over it. Sorry, not you.
Well, exactly. Get over it. I mean, I am a darn. Yeah.
Here we go. Jesse is right. What? Jesse is right. So
yeah,
he is.
That's the thing.
Next.
See, that was not irritating to me, but yeah, next. You know,
yeah, and then we get Simon Shack. What a very disappointing / mindless comment. Ab, can you really, really not see what's going on? In any case, playing dumb or posting such curt and vapid comments is not going to help, blah, blah, blah. And then...
Boy, really, yeah. Well, to be fair, you know, I almost think that as well. Because what Ab was answering, so Jeff C was right then too, was the fact that we just said, it's been debunked completely. Yeah, look at this. That was quick. Yeah, that's what we're doing. And Tim went, so Jeff C was right. Now, that's all he said, you know. So, hold on. Don't give Jeff C kudos at this point. Acknowledge, that was shit. You know, that was nonsense, wasn't it? Yeah, what a load. Well, you know, he didn't, you know, I don't know.
I wouldn't give
Jeff C kudos at that point.
None at all.
Right. There's nothing to do with Jeff C. You know, perhaps he'd said that it was right, but, it doesn't matter.
He is well known for jumping on populist, things after other people have, he's just, despicable in my opinion.
Eliminated.
No, not eliminated. I don't want anyone to be eliminated, thank you very much. Hey, what about neutralized? That's a better word, isn't it? Neutralized.
We don't know exactly what this means, but yes, perhaps it could be liquidated. Yes.
Liquidated, that's right. In a nice bath of acid.
Evaporated. In a thin
evaporated,
air.
Evaporated, yeah. My wife works in a steel factory where they have an arc furnace. You get rid of a few people there quite quickly.
Let's just make this clear. We are not suggesting at all that anyone should be in any literally any of these things.
Taken out, yeah. No,
yeah, exactly. Not,
anyone has a
that.
Freedom but, of speech, even if they are paid, what's the word, shills?
And their name is Jeffrey. Jeffrey C. Well, I think he's got a radio show, hasn't he, of some sort, and it's got a certain listenership. And isn't that baby mainstream alternative?
He used to have a lot more people on his We'll Do It Live, it was called.
Yeah.
We'll Do It Live. And it was very popular and had lots of and he had quite a few guests, like Chrissy and I forget all their names, but I know Red Pill was one of them. But he became so I'm right, and if you disagreed in any sort of way, which is what this Truth Media Revolution guy or Red Pill Revolution, as he was named back then, he didn't massively disagree with him, but he just said, look, you know, it's possible that no planes hit towers that day, and it was all computer graphics. And of course, they go and have he just goes into a massive, I'm right, they were definitely planes hit buildings. And of course, he's wrong. Nothing hit buildings that day. We know, I know for sure, absolutely for sure, nothing hit the towers that day. We know it for sure because every piece of video footage of planes looks, it doesn't match up.
Yeah, well, it's
nothing matches
up. It's an important point because to see there's no planes because it shows you to the extent that the media fakery goes, doesn't it?
Yes,
really?
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, yep. Wow, that is a con. You know, that really is a big con. They made it up. You know, they'd know it couldn't possibly have gone into the building like that. You know, that's Jeff, poor man. If you don't get that, you're calling it real planes. Oh. I mean, he's
hopeless. Jeff C, the poor man's Alex Jones.
Well, I think so.
And Alex Jones himself, actually, are still on planes hitting buildings. Can you believe it? Mr. Alternative Truth, Alex Jones, is still, to this day, say planes will hit buildings. He will say that the buildings were controlled demolition, but he won't say there were no planes hitting buildings because he's got to stick with that because once you accept no planes hit buildings, you know that the media, especially the feed that they took from the military probably, were all complicit. They would have known.
Yeah.
That nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And all the eyewitnesses were producers and anyway, weren't they? As we well know from Simon Shack's film.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. What a interesting cast of characters all that was. It's a media, like a media op. Well, there was a little op the other day done in some train op that Felix was talking about in Purley in London in 1989. But there was, a journalist was one of the people that was supposed to have died, you know. There's quite a lot.
Right. When was it? In 1989?
Media people in a media event. 1989 Purley, yeah. Purley.
Right.
Just some little one, little one, you know, it's a health and safety drill with trains or something falling, you know. Yeah, a lot of them about. I mean, 1989, that was a good period. We had all sorts going on in England then.
Well, the one that you like is the TWA or whatever it was.
Well, they 800. Had Hillsborough and the Marchioness and then the
TWA.
Right,
yeah.
Was it Flight 800 or something? What was it? The one in Lockerbie. That was 88, I think. That was the year before. Yep. Yeah. I can't remember exactly.
When me and you were totally asleep at that time.
Yeah, exactly. God, I never would you ever have believed it back then? I never would have. I believed
everything back then, mate. Everything I was told.
I thought the moon landings could be fake. When
never.
I was growing.
It was. So you actually even. Because you're about my age, aren't you? I'm 46. What are you again? 40. You're a bit younger, aren't you? 44.
Well, thanks. For calling me a boy. No, I'm 48.
48, so you got a couple of years on me. So even back then you suspected the moon landings to be fake. Yeah.
When it was put into my mind in the sort of 90s, you know, when I was about, as soon as I heard about it in about 1992, I think. Yeah. Yeah, boy.
Wow.
Well.
Earlier on.
Well,
it was listening to Chris talk to that. Getting interviewed and they were talking about the two things that were so blatantly obvious was obviously the dune buggy, as they call about it, driving around on the moon. What was the other?
God. What a ludicrous thing. And the way it was folded up in...
yeah, into a suitcase.
Yeah, I mean, how heavy is that shit, you know? Oh, and it was just like a buggy. Yeah, it's just like,
Yeah, you open the suitcase, and if you actually see it, the actual video footage, it's a full-on car. There's no way they could have fitted in lunar lander that was made from toilet rolls and goodness knows what else, and a bit of tinfoil paper wrapped around it.
Unbelievable.
The funniest thing ever said, I think, was that guy called Fast Value, another fakeologist that lives down in Florida there. Looked like a third grade kid's third grade science project.
Yeah.
It was so funny the way he said that. He's so right.
You just look at it. It's that one time when you finally, there's that point I got to anyway, when it just dawned on me, I looked at that. Yeah. That lunar module with all that foil on it. And I just thought, this is cartoon. This is ridiculous. Yeah. This is make, do, and mend. This is sort of, make up as you go along. Yeah, it's remarkable, though. Yeah, it's just remarkable. It's Plato's cave, isn't it? And it's part of the shadows on the wall. It's
but some people, Tommy, some people you'll never convince that we didn't go there.
Oh, would
you could show them all that evidence in the world and all the logic is, okay, so how did they do this then? Or how did they do that? Like, how did they take pictures with these Hasselblads? You could show them a Hasselblad camera and the gauntlets they have to wear. And they've got and all the pictures are perfect. Unreal.
They're good points. Good points. How the heck could you? No, it's an obvious fraud, really, when you get to it. And the only thing that holds the fraud together is...
And it is a fraud because telling me you couldn't call it a fraud, but it is because they're leeching money from the taxpayer. So they are taking, it is a fraud. Lots of money. NASA take lots and lots of money. Taxpayers' money.
Yeah, so in the thread, the chat yesterday said that they don't take that much money. I mean, not to be sniffed at, but not in the grand scheme. It's not all about making money, NASA, you know.
No.
But that's, you know, it's mind control on a grand scale, really, isn't it? You know, it's,
if we're going to keep the,
our religion, new part of the religion, isn't it? The churches aren't necessarily money machines in themselves, but they just keep the whole thing.
Yeah, that's right. A control system.
System
itself.
Yeah. And it's brainwashing. It's conditioning our minds to it and defining where we live and what is beyond. It's brainwashing, isn't it? It's mental picture of our environment on a grand scale.
Anyway, I'm continue reading through this. So the Judy Wood thing that Simon Shack really is. I don't know whether I should read it on air or not, but you can read it there. It's all there to be read. But this Paul Stoll, Stoll's he's had issues with before.
Yeah.
I remember quite a few punch ups that Simon Shack and Paul Stoll guy has had. He seems to have to get some things right.
Yeah, but he's obviously a wrong one, isn't he? I don't know. You've got to get a few things right to sort of get people on your side. A little bit of truth here and there, you know.
Let me just read this. The Paul, of course, they are unduly presumptuous. It would be unduly presumptuous of me to suspect that the Paul Stoll Service moniker is meant to spoof the name of my music band, The Social Service, and that the same entity is also named itself Norway Research at some stage. But the two and the flat earth,
No, I'm just kind of agreeing. Norway Research.
Yeah, two, the flat earth Clues website was also named as to associate it with Clues Forum or what September was... Clues, maybe. Yeah.
What website?
John Le Bon, in quotes, the flat earth clown.
Oh,
contends that there are no shills online, just well meaning if misdirected people. Chose his nickname as someone who suggested not me because it evokes Simon Le Bon. In fact, a surprising amount of people I've met in my life immediately replied, "Oh, your first name is Simon, just like
that
Simon Le Bon."
That's more tenuous. I'm not sure about that one.
That is pretty fucking tenuous.
That's more tenuous.
John Le Bon can annoy for his country. There's no doubt about it. There, you can see why he got up Jeff C's nose. Massive. He hasn't done a lot lately.
Jeff C. They're sparring together. I'm not sure I'm going to take much of that Jeff C. thing, but I don't know. The no shields thing is silly. But the John Le Bon one, well, I don't know. John Le Bon came back and said, well, what about Max Con and Sim Hit, you know, Simon Hyten or whatever. But
all right.
And Max Con, that'd be... But that's a tenuous one on the John Le Bon named himself to reference Simon Shack.
Simon Le Bon, yeah.
I don't know. But the Flat Earth Clues, though, definitely, I think.
Yeah, Clues, Flat Earth Clues.
I think
clues,
so.
Yeah.
With Condab, he drew him in. You know, he admits it, doesn't he? That clues. And as soon as I heard it, I said, I don't think he passed a lie detector test when you asked him, because Tim asked him, had you heard of it before? And he said, I remember on the original interview, something like, I have. I did not.
Ah, right.
See,
that was the very first time. Are you talking about the very first time he rang?
Yeah.
Mark Sargent?
He said, I have not heard of that film, you know, September Clues.
Wow.
And he said it very deliberately, and I thought, he has.
Look,
heard
in the
it.
Game that he's in,
and I said it
which
straight
is,
away,
is the conspiracy game, how the fuck would he not have heard of it?
Well, exactly. If he's got any worth in it, you know, if he really is clever. And I said it straight away. He's lying. I said it. You know, so we here at Fake Hollywood, certainly some of us at Fake Hollywood, were saying from the start, Mark Sargent, you know, no, I'm not that impressed with that, you know. No, these,
you cannot, you wouldn't have heard of September Clears. That's just idiotic.
Well, I watched this,
How do you get through in this level of thinking when, call your site, Flat Earth Clues. Yeah. I think you're right. He's being disingenuous or flat out lying. Why not?
Well, I'm not sure he'd pass it. I don't think he'd pass a lie detector test to say that before he came out with that film, September Clues. Yeah. There's something quite catchy in the title, September Clues, wasn't there? Something about it.
But, brilliant.
I don't know. It struck me it probably was, you know, a link, you know, done deliberately like that. But,
I remember the first time I saw it, I just went, how good is this? How good is this? This is going to change the world. Didn't change shit.
What was that, September Clues?
Yeah, but this is going to change the world.
No, I didn't think it would.
I don't think
I was
any
amazed,
of these things.
But I didn't think, you know, I've never had any real hope for the world changing very quickly, you know, other than,
I bet it changed Simon Shaq's world. All the bloody shit that he's had to put up with, you know, the double crossing and double dealing and, you know, people turning on him like Fetzer and all the people he's had to deal with over the years.
Interesting.
Yeah, it would have been an interesting, especially when those first couple of years when he released it. Would have been interesting for him to put up with, because everybody was, all the establishment would have been dead against that video for sure.
That really was eye-opening. Yeah, that was different from all the others, you know, to another level, wasn't it? Actually showing the media.
Yeah, the guy who shot himself on air on Jim Fetzer's show. I mean, that just shows you how Fetzer's absolutely not to be trusted.
And, you know, Simon Shaq made that film, but then, you know,
afterwards,
Shaq was always first, wasn't it? You know, with these things and these people came along.
It was a year ahead I've forgotten his name. I know.
We know who he is. Yeah. It's,
The long shaggy head guy.
Film.
For me, Psy Opera was called.
Mm.
Yeah. A horrible human being. Pretending to shoot yourself on air.
Yeah.
It's just, who does shit like that a good human being?
Remember when that Coney stuff was exposed and that bloke that made that film of it had a sort of open, in public meltdown? So funny.
Who was that?
Some guy was exposed sort of filming this Coney thing. It was trying to do some African coup somewhere. I can't even remember what was going on with it really. It was some fake. I think who was involved? Brad Pitt's missus. God, it's so late here. I can't even think straight. Anyway, yes.
Oh, is it getting late there, is it?
Oh, yeah. It's like coming. It's 2:30 in the morning. And I've been busy. I've been working. I'm tired. I mean, I've known it later, but I can't think straight. That's all. I'm trying to make excuses for that, really. Excuse me. Right, my foggy thinking.
My internet's decided it just doesn't want to play ball. I was just trying to look up that guy's name. No, internet's not working.
Oh, fucking, that's getting on my nerves now as well. What's his name? Really famous in these alternative circles. But, yeah, he seemed to come along to sort of deflect from the September Clues, maybe, you know.
Yeah,
it did really seem like that September Clues was genuine, you know, and that Simon, as a son of an honest sort of mafia fighting UM worker, you know, guy. I don't know.
Look, let me go and turn my internet off and back on again. Just you're going to hang around for another little bit, or are you definitely?
Yeah, go on.
Are you done for?
Go on. Yep, I'll shut up and then you can come back and we start again. Yeah.
Yep, sure.
User in your channel timed out. User entered your channel.
Hey, you sound like you're walking in high heels there.
I was just scraping the keyboard across the floor.
Alright, so you say American Psy Opera. Who was this guy? Clown. Alright, it was Ace Baker.
Yes, those idiots like that, I tend to sort of just rule out of my life. I've forgotten him. I had forgotten him, yeah, Ace Baker, yeah.
Me too.
I remember looking through Simon's, because he likes to sort of, he looks at the sort of, the pattern of the way these characters emerged, and they did seem to emerge around September Clues. I don't think it's too, you know, egocentric of Simon always.
Well, he was
connections at all.
I think it goes for 8 hours or something, his, whereas Simon managed to say everything that needed to be said in like an hour and a half.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there you go, yeah.
Are you gonna play a tune, are you? What do you got for us tonight?
I don't know.
Well, what have we got from you before? Are you lonesome tonight? An Elvis tune.
Oh yeah, one time. American Trilogy, that was stupid, wasn't it? Yeah. No, it's, I sit here playing all the time.
I can't remember, what the one that you sung on air. It was good.
Anyway, yeah. No, don't. It's late.
I'll have to go back and listen to it.
So anyway, look, you, yes, Ace Baker. How did we get around to talk about Ace Baker? Because he was a paid shill. Yeah, he's a, it,
yeah,
was
the ones
sponsored.
That they all turned on
sponsored
Simon.
Monkey.
They all turned
monkey.
On Simon.
Yeah. Sponsored Monkey making a small living, making internet videos, turning up at the odd conference and doing the odd radio interview.
Yeah, and then goes and kills himself on air on Fetzer's show, which completely makes anyone who's into sort of 9/11 truth look like idiots if discredited by association again.
Well, yeah, that was it. That's how we got around to that guy having that public meltdown who'd made a film before, yeah, that was exposed. But he, yeah, I mean, it's just, yeah.
So anyone like him or Jim Fetzer have already discredited themselves. I mean, Fetzer with his holograms and whatnot, and how he is just a disgrace to humanity. Just like the other day when that Stefan Molyneux, have you listened to any of his stuff?
Yeah.
Whenever he comes to 9/11 or the Holocaust, he is absolutely down the line mainstream. Don't ask him for truth. But then he always says the truth about this. The truth about that. How can he be taken seriously if he takes the mainstream planes hit buildings, kerosene melted the steel and the buildings fell down narrative when he's supposed to be some sort of ruther, if that is the term? Not
well,
a disgrace.
Yeah, well, there you go.
In my opinion.
Yeah, useless, in my opinion. And I found it boring after a few seconds listening to him. Waste of space.
Like funny. This looks funny. I mean, this thing seems to work all right. Game show outtakes. Hot, hot, hot. And I'll have to watch that later on. That Richard Dawson thing.
Oh, right. I don't know what that is. Oh, game show outtakes.
Oh, yeah. It was called Family Feud. I don't know. It's an American show. We had it down here in Australia, too.
Family Feud. Well, yeah. That must have been really lively radio earlier, as I'm sure this isn't.
No.
No, my dear boy. Look, yes, excellent to hear you anyway. And
right,
it is kind of early. Yeah, it's like,
yep.
20 to 3. It's good to hear you sober. You sound
it's not a problem. So give us a song to go out with then that I can play or you want to play.
Goodbye, Rose. So many thousand miles away. Oh, what? Yeah, anyway.
I'll play Elton John's version.
Goodbye, Norma Jean. Though I never knew you at all.
Could you get up that high still?
Elton used to smoke a load of fags, so I can't get anywhere. I can't get out. I could never been able to sing. Me, I've always shouted.
Shouted.
No, I don't know. I just never thought I was that good a singer. You know, I'm not very technically musical in any way, shape, or form. What about you? Have you got any? What's your artistic bent?
I can tingle the ivories. They're a little bit out of my reach at the moment, but I've been learning. So one day I'll come on and
give us a tune.
I'll show you how good I'm going. Sorry, I've got doing two things at once, trying to queue up a track to go out with.
Well, in the meantime, I'll just play a little song before I go. And love to everyone. I can't believe anyone listens to this shit. But sometimes, if you actually got to this part of the audio. Yeah, but perhaps you just sort of see it, something.
I listen to it just for my own amusement.
When
are you gonna come down? When are you going to land? I should have stayed on the phone.
Oh yeah, fucking Rocket Man. Rocket Man!
You want Rocket Man?
Oh, I thought this was Rocket Man. No, I don't want any of them. I want us to play Maury. Some preparation aids on my last video. Oh, that's some codeine. They bang you right up, don't they? That shit through the arse of a needle. Good night, everybody.
That was good.
No, it wasn't.
It was. It's my mum's name. You'd love that.
Well, that's probably who I was singing it to. Is she still knocking about?
She's still knocking about.
She's still knocking about. You see, Maury. Yeah.
She's been a vegetarian her whole life.
Really? And is she dead?
So she'll never die.
Oh, she must be ever so pale.
She's fine. She looks.
Of course
she's
not.
As healthy now.
How could you fucking? We are predators, mate. We got fucking eyes on the front, staring forward, canine teeth. If she ain't been rooted in a fucking rare state, mate, she must
try
be
and catch
sick.
A rabbit.
My girlfriend's a vegetarian, and I've been trying to get her to eat meat without chewing it. Not funny. It's childish.
If you could work in a slaughterhouse,
and
knock the animals on the head, good luck. You eat red meat. If you cannot look at, here we go. There's a film called Earthlings.
Yeah.
If you cannot watch that film all the way through without looking away, you have no business eating meat.
I mean, I worked in a slaughterhouse for 6 years.
I was reverbing there. Sorry,
I worked. I didn't really work in a slaughterhouse. I worked in a hatchery once, though.
Yep.
God, that's pretty grim. But I did work there.
Well, the thing is, in the hatchery, because they only want the female birds. So if you're born male, you get thrown into the grinder straight away.
Well, I don't think that's necessarily true. The cocks and pullets get separated, and. They get thrown down two different chutes and they get put different places. They get pumped full of drugs and then 6 weeks later they're in your turkey burgers. Or chicken burgers or whatever. I worked in a hatchery for a couple of years when I was sort of 16 or 17 or something. It was a local hatchery in the village where I was. There are thousands and thousands, 50,000 cocks I'd handle every Saturday. which is much more than the, like, you
sounds
know,
like Freddie Mercury's Saturday Night.
That's the truth. I did that, but you know, I'd get sort of 10 in one hand and 3 in one hand, 2 in the other, and count them in fives into these tubs, yeah. You know, and they were just like a sea of chicks going cheep 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 shit everywhere.
Reminds me of Oxford Street over, last night, because you know what we had last night here in Australia,
ducking,
mate.
Man. It was horror. It was horrible, yeah. Really. And then, you know, in a way, oh, it's inhumane.
In Australia last night, sorry to make such a gratuitous joke, the gay and lesbian Mardi Gras in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I was just looking and thinking of 50,000 cocks.
Oh, yeah.
So it's I'm not having a go at gay and lesbian people, apart from that I'd rather they keep it to themselves. They don't have to go out and... like all the politicians are getting in on it now. I think it's abhorrent. What about
homosexuality? Oh God!
Why don't we have a straight Mardi Gras? Mardi Gras for all our straight people.
Yeah, I get. Yeah, so I kind of see what you mean, but you know,
I mean, leave it alone. It's not. It's like it's a very political subject. But to most people, what you do in your own bedroom is your own business. Just shut the fuck up and get on with it if you want to. This is where I find religious types.
Yeah, don't present gayness in such a dramatic way.
Well, if
just
you're
normalize
a religious
it.
Man, or
just present
religious
it
the
like
normal Frank
way.
McManus, so
yeah,
I
why do you have to be sort of dressed in sort of pink with a huge pair of heels, trading the street? Gay? I'm gay, darling.
Oh, and talking that, and talking
be,
that. That yeah. Totally annoying.
I mean, you're allowed
sort of
to be like that.
Every
day, but I think.
Oh well, how you doing? How you doing tonight? Oh lovey, oh it's unbearable sometimes the way they carry on.
Yeah, where are the macho gays? You know, well, I'm sure they're there.
Well, yeah. but the thing is,
it's a very flaky subject because. Homosexuality
is
stigmatized previously in years gone by badly where I come from. And I'm not going to stand for that, you know, because it's bullshit.
You know what that subject is about, though?
Of innate homosexuality is absolutely abhorrent. Sorry, go ahead. What I see?
I'm just saying the subject is perfect for America because Americans – their politicians don't want to talk about the economy or anything that might be totally a useful subject. But, oh, yeah, when it comes to gay versus straight or, equal gay marriage or something like that, because it's wedge, because you can just talk and talk and talk about it. But it doesn't get you anywhere. It's just like flat earth, I'm sure. It's exactly the same.
Well, it's probably political points as well, though, isn't it? Gay marriage.
No, but
it
causes a lot of chatter,
yeah.
But it really doesn't matter.
Exactly. They're just, yeah. Relative to anything, nothing.
Exactly. But I'd rather queers or gays or whatever, they've hijacked that word. Gay was a great word back in the day. It meant you were happy.
Yeah, well, you can hijack it back. I mean, I feel gay now. I feel gay talking to you.
I'm feeling very gay as well.
Are you comfortable?
Very gay as well.
Are you comfortable being gay?
I'm very comfortable being gay in the context of that I'm happy. Do I want a knob shoved up my rear end?
So
no,
childish.
I don't.
I'm so childish. No, but does being gay mean that you want a knob shoved up your rear end? You might be a giver rather than a taker, as far as I'm
concerned. All right. Shove my knob up someone else's rear end.
No, surely you've got to be a giver and a taker in a loving relationship, loving sexual relationship. Surely. I don't know. But anyway,
well,
when
it comes to giving or taking, I think I'd probably prefer to give.
Oh, there's a great joke about that. Well, I thought it was funny.
I'm sure there is.
A bloke says, can I do it with you, mate? He said, I just want to try it. I'm not homosexual, but I want to try it just to see what it's like. And his mate says, oh, all right then. And he says, well, what if I don't like it? He said, well, make the noise of an animal. And he said, well, what if I do like it? He said, start singing. So he said, all right. So he bent over, he whacked it up there.
Yeah.
And his mate went straight away, Moon River. Oh, well, it's rubbish, isn't it? He liked it. Anyway, I was leaving on mooring, and I'm
all right. On mooring. Okay, then. I'll play my tune to go out with.
I know this is your, that's your mother's name.
What's your father's name? It is my mother's name, and I love her to death. And
what's your father's name?
Mick.
Mick and Maureen. Oh, the two M's. How lovely for them that they've got that phonetic harmony. That. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they were going to call them. They bought a boat.
Right? They bought
and they were going to call it Moore's Mick. But that sounded a bit rude. It's like my mum's vagina.
Keep it afloat. Mick and Maureen, where do they live?
Oh, sorry,
you don't need to tell
now.
Me that. Yeah, they live in Oz. They need a boat.
They do.
To sail home, of course. Are they English?
They're both from England, though.
They're both from England. Newcastle upon Tyne.
Well, no, and I was born in
a taste for wine.
Barrow-in-Furness.
Really?
He was born, where was he born?
Barrow-in-Furness. On yeah, a cold
She was born in Birmingham. Birmingham.
She's Boone. Maureen. Birmingham. Boone. Maureen. From Birmingham.
From it. I don't know where
so
he's
from. So Rolo's mum and dad.
Oh, he was born in Gosport. Do you know where Gosport is? Yeah.
In the 40s.
Yeah, 44.
Yeah. He remembers rock and roll. And Beatles.
I think he was more into the Stones, a little bit like our friend Felix is.
Oh, yeah.
Into the Stones. Can you play any Stones?
Oh, yeah, if you like. My thoughts loom so large on me. They seem to stay most deaf today. They loom in my mind and they won't go away. But she smiles sweet. Oh, I don't know.
What was that tune?
She smiled sweetly. It's not a very well-known one, really.
She smiles sweetly.
Yeah. Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. That one. I've been around for a long year. So many a man's soul and faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Sing it with me, Rolo.
No, I don't know it.
Pleased to meet you, and I hope you guess my name. You see, this is the devil reference, isn't it?
Good well,
what's present you is the nature of my game. I always thought that song was about the real power and the going through the years and the 666 brigade.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, the devil. And around that time that Jagger was writing songs like that, you got people like Bowie and, yeah, there you go. You're going to play it. Yeah, I like that one. She smiled sweetly.
Why do my thoughts bloom so large on me? They seem to stay for day after day and won't disappear. I've tried every way, but she smiles sweetly. She smiles sweetly. She smiles sweetly. And says, don't worry. Oh, no, no, no. Where does she hide inside of her that keeps her peace most every day and won't disappear my hands just gray? But she smiles sweetly. She smiles sweetly. She smiles sweetly and says, don't worry. Oh, no, no, no. There's nothing in the wild.
I understood for once in my life. And feeling good most all of the time. Cause she smiles sweetly. And said, don't worry.
Oh no. Psychologist.com. Nice suggestion there, Tommy.
A little bit of an unusual Rolling Stones one.
It was a lovely clip too, because it's on YouTube by Low Mids if you want to look at it. The pictures of them all looking so young. So they've got heaps of photos of them and put them together with it.
Yeah, I like that.
Looking, it's awesome to see. I mean, do you look back, Tommy, at photos of you when you were like in your sort of 15 to 20?
There was a band on stage tonight. I was just comparing this band competition with. It's just this young band. It's just helping out. It's a voluntary thing, you know. Could have done it before, you know. But I was just looking at the band. I like bands, yeah. And I love bands, real bands, you know, look, different characters in the bands, you know. The bass player's the sort of tall, solid one, and in this, you know, and then, you know, you'd have different characters in bands. I like them, yeah. And the Stones
Sort of slowly being phased out here in Australia. It was massive in the 70s and 80s, live bands, but not so much these days, unless you go to, you know, massive
Melbourne,
massive 100,000 seat stadiums. I'm talking about local pub bands that we used to have a lot around here in Sydney and Newcastle, but not so much these days. Sort of part of a bygone era.
Yeah. Well, it's a shame. Yeah, no, that's what I like. Isn't Melbourne got a good scene for live music? Someone told me it did.
Melbourne, not Melbourne.
Melbourne,
it's pronounced.
Yeah.
I know Melbourne. You spelled Melbourne.
Sorry, there's a place called Melbourne near Cambridge here, and I'm a bit confused. No,
you're right. You know, you're right. I'm only just correcting you kindly. Melbourne. Yeah, even though it's so many Americans when they say Melbourne. I mean, it's the way it's spelled, so why not pronounce it that way? But no, it's actually pronounced Melbourne. Anyway, I have gone to a couple of live venues in Melbourne, but Melbourne's more for its eating. It's like restaurant capital of Australia. Really good food.
Yeah.
If you ever come down here to Australia, Tommy?
Yeah.
I'd take you to Melbourne. Yeah, we get a flight down to Melbourne. It's an hour flight from here.
Oh, yeah.
To get to Melbourne.
Oh, that's not
and
far.
We'd have to go to Melbourne because Sydney as well. Sydney for different reasons. There's lots of things to do in Sydney, but Melbourne's, massive if you like.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool? We'll have to do it. I'll have to try and do it.
Yeah, and hopefully if we get Tim Aberrato and a few of the other fakeologists over here if you've got the cash, I mean, it's not that you don't need that much money to spend. It's pretty cheap to fly around Australia. It's certainly, you have to fly. It's just, everywhere is too far apart. It's just too big a place.
Yeah, I mean,
It's not like UK.
No, sure, I understand. Massive.
Well, the whole of the United Kingdom could fit into New South Wales easily.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, your internal flights, what are they costing you, like a couple of hundred dollars or $300?
No, not even that. You could get away with it. Cheaper than that, yeah.
And 100 Canadian, I know Australian dollars because I use it to do the occasional betting on Australian racing and it converts me to Australian dollars.
Pretty well. It goes pretty well for you. You get a lot more Australian dollars.
Yeah. You get a few.
Pounds into dollars. I'm pretty sure it still works out way better for you guys.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can't grumble at economy or anything like that. It's not my thing.
Yeah.
I can't grumble. I'm talking crap. I'm just saying it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
You're right. I'm keen to play some tunes. So, have you ever heard of a band called Will I Am? An English band.
Will I Am.
It's more modern music. I like modern music as well.
Black Eyed Peas. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll play a Black Eyed Peas song. No, Can I put Will I Am on, and then I'll put a Black Eyed Peas.
No. Will I Am was in the Black Eyed Peas.
Was he?
Yeah. I think. But anyway, go ahead. Yeah. Will I Am.
Thanks. I love this tune. Oh, it's going to be a fucking ad. Hold on. Back to you. Back to you for a sec. Bloody YouTube. YouTube has really been playing up lately. Have you noticed?
No, not mine.
With commenting system, it's really, they've done something to it and they've fucked with it, causing all sorts of issues.
I feel I should go. I should.
Here we go. Fakeologist.com.
Bring the action.
When you have this in the club, you're gonna turn the shit up. You're gonna turn the shit up. You're gonna turn the shit up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. See the boys in the club. They're watching us. They're watching us. They're watching us. Everybody in the club. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we are, we are, we are.
Hey Tommy, if you ever want to leave, just bugger off. I won't be offended.
We saying oh, we are, we are, we are. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we are, we are, we are.
You are now rocking with Will I Am and
Britney, bitch.
Oh yeah.
Bring the action.
Rock and roll, everybody, let's lose control. All the party, we let it go. Going fast, we ain't going slow. No, no, hey, yo. Hear the beat, now let's hit the flow. Drink it up and then drink some more. Light it up and let's let it blow, blow, blow. Hey, yo, rock it out, rock it now. If you know what we talking about, burn it up and burn down the house, half, half. Hey, yo, turn it up and gon' turn it down. Here we gon' shake the ground, cause everywhere that we go, we
bring the action.
When you have this in the club, you're gonna turn the shit up. You're gonna turn the shit up. You're gonna turn the shit up. When you're up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
You see them girls in the club? They looking at us. They looking at us. They looking at us.
Everybody in the club. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we are, we are, we are. We saying oh, we are, we are, we are. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we are, we are, we are.
Now rocking with Will I Am and
Britney, bitch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It goes on and on and on and on. When me and you party together, I wish this night would last forever. Cause I was feeling down, now I'm feeling better. And maybe it goes on and on and on and on. When me and you party together, I wish this night would last forever, ever, 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 ever. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we are, we are, we are. We say it's all we are, we are, we are. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We say it all we are, we are, we are. We say it all we
Britney, bitch.
Fakeologist.com. Oh, yes. I was a bit sneaky there. You still there, Tommy? I was a bit sneaky there. I went off and found something my friend gave me a few months ago. Probably a bit naughty. I shouldn't have done that on air. Oh, man, it makes you feel good, though. We lost Tommy for the night. So, yeah, let's get some more tunes. Yeah, I found some cocaine my friend gave me. And, I'm just feeling really good. Probably shouldn't say that on air. Who's listening? Really? Oh, see how sensible I am after 10 minutes of this. Plus, I just drank a full glass of vodka just then. Oh, Tommy's back.
This is live imbibing.
I did a couple of lines live imbibing with Rolo. Yeah, so I did a couple of lines and drank a full glass of vodka just to sort of I don't think this gets massive listenership, and I don't think they can arrest you for just claiming that I've just had it. Yeah.
Well, what are they going to do? You got it. It's in your.
I know. One night when you got kicked out of a fucking pub for just smelling like you had a spliff. That pissed me off no end that someone would treat you like that. You're one of the most sensible people I've ever spoken to.
Well, I'm, you know, obviously you've spoken to a hell of a lot of idiots.
Well, me included.
No, it's drugs. What do you think about drugs? Recreational.
Not a problem.
Drugs? I think everything should be legal. In a sense, and just should be treated sanely,
Some people can handle them, though, Tommy. Some people can handle them, and some people can't. It was just like what I was trying to say the other night. What's the right age to have sex? Is it 16, 17, 18? It all depends on how mature you are and what you've been taught. Drugs are the same, in my opinion.
Well, I think these things have been around for a long time. They're not going to go away, yes. Are they? You know, cocaine.
No, they're not. They're not going anywhere.
They're very well known. I mean, at the right, they used to be sort of given away as diet pills, didn't they, to people? I mean, I'm not saying that makes it legitimate.
It used to be in Coca-Cola, remember? Cocaine used to be in Coca-Cola. Yeah,
it did, yeah. Yeah, I mean, not going to go away. But nothing wrong with them. In the right place, in the right time, I think. That's what I think.
Yeah, as long as you don't abuse it. I mean, cocaine abuse, when the middle of your nose thing, that little thing in the middle of your nose, what's that called? Your septum?
Septum.
Yeah, if that rots out, and then you've got that great big hole.
I'm not sure there's any drug you can have like a real habit on that's any good for you like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you had it all the time.
Yeah, but then
in the end, it gets utterly boring. You just become addicted. You have to quit, you know.
Sure. Coffee. You know. Some guy in Australia almost killed himself on coffee. He did 30 shots of espresso or something in 2 hours or something, and he almost died.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. You can kill yourself drinking water, can't you?
Probably.
You can. You do.
Well, you'll drown
too
in
much.
It.
You drink too much. It'll kill you.
Yeah.
Apparently. Yeah, well, obviously.
Yeah, well, obviously, you've got to know when to stop.
Yeah, I was thirsty.
I know, that's bleeding obvious, but that's the truth.
You nearly killed yourself. Well, if ever you're thirsty.
Well, you know, if you say, you know those people that get trapped in dinghies or something in the middle of the ocean or something, and there's like water all around, but not a drop to drink. Those poor, if you don't drink the salt water, that'll kill you quicker.
Yeah, exactly. Don't.
Oh, have you watched those things where, have you watched the movie Castaway where he's...
They're on an island, aren't they? Oliver Reed.
Yeah, he's on an island and, it's not a bad film actually for a...
I do actually love that sort of, I've read a few books about sort of amazing journeys with a yacht or something, you know, that he got stranded or, you know, got shipwrecked and hung on and then, Yeah, I've read a few of those sort of things. Some amazing books I've read about that sort of thing. Real life adventures. That's what I always liked. I always liked
Treasure Island or what's a really nice one?
I like these autobiographical ones.
The Count of Monte Cristo. Have you read that? By Alexandre Dumas.
Yeah. No.
Not Dumas.
I'm aware of the story, but I've seen it in film. A couple of different versions.
I like
the reality stuff. I like the autobiography stuff about people who've gone on real journeys. You know, that's what I'm into. You like a bit of the fiction, don't you? The science fiction of it.
No, but I like autobiographies too. I mean, my favourite one would be Tom Baker's because it rounds up religion because he became a monk when he was 15 to about 25.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's, really? It's an absolute classic, actually, how he rejects religion now, but was wanted to be the Pope, actually. He was a Catholic monk.
Yeah.
And wanted to be, but he always had greatness in him, I reckon, that man.
Oh, he was absolutely Tom Baker.
Oh, that
wonderful
voice.
Tone.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Tom Baker. Yeah, I liked him. I loved him. He was Doctor Who, my favourite Doctor Who by a mile. And he was also a very good Rasputin in that. Did you ever see him as Rasputin?
Oh, yeah. That was in Nicholas and Alexandra, the 1969 film.
Yeah.
He was really good as Rasputin.
Yeah,
that's what got him his break, actually.
That was his first big role.
Yeah.
Certainly the most famous role of his, I think. Yeah. The wild-eyed Rasputin. No, he was great, yeah.
Oh, for sure, I mean...
He was even really good when he did
Rasputin,
that stuff.
Rasputin, though, was such a... He was such a despicable human being in history, really.
I do.
Well, he wasn't a good man.
Oh, he was a cunt, wasn't he? Yeah, that fucking Rasputin.
Yeah. Capital K-U-N-T. Yeah,
oh!
He was a cunt. There's no doubt.
Well, you know. What a cunt. That old Rasputin. No, I mean, I don't know him. I never met him. You know,
Rasputin.
What I've heard on that record.
You just got to listen to that phony
Tom Baker's portrayal of him. As far as I could tell from Tom Baker's portrayal of him, I was on his side.
Yeah, you just got to listen to that Boney M song that I played for Kayham once.
Rasputin.
Rasputin.
Yeah, that's the only history lesson you need there. That's all you need to know. Listen to that song, Rasputin.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's so informative.
It is. Massive. Yeah, it's really a lot of fun.
Wow. Boney M.
Oh, they were a great band, weren't they?
Wow.
By the rivers of Babylon.
Where we sat down. To be honest, they were excellent pop songs, a couple of those that they had out. I agree.
Big time.
They really did work. And there was only one singer in the whole group, I think, wasn't there? She did all the vocals. The lead vocals.
Oh, did she? Yeah.
I think the others were just dancers or something. Along for the Ride and the number 2 and 1 hits. But hey, we're talking about Boney M. Can't believe it.
No, I'm just looking at Tom Baker now playing Rasputin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The trouble is, people can just turn off, can't they? That's the thing about you. If they just sort of say, well, they're just going off the track here. We've already said.
Have a listen to this.
As soon as you start playing music.
Here's Tom playing Rasputin. I think it's a bit low.
I keep thinking the arrangement matters. Remember which saints they...
Doesn't matter. No, you.
Marry Nikki. I had to change my faith. God thinks so.
All saints were... God loves sinners.
Why is he killing my...
Kovsko. Wash away. List all the women. He was a sinner. Why, out of all men, did the Virgin come to him?
Perhaps he lied. Said he was a liar?
No. I saw her. All there is to... God is here.
That's my punishment. I shouldn't have sinned. Baby wakes, he'll need...
I will die. You don't get down on your knees and beg for his life like a peasant begging for crust at your door.
You will be taken back to St. Petersburg. Wait outside.
I knew you were going to send for me. I knew the child was sick. I know what's the matter with him. I see blood when I shut my eyes. A lot of blood. I saw blood once before, when I was in Jerusalem. Then my father died. In Kazan, there's an ivory Christ, and the wounds bleed. Someone told me there's a Madonna in Kharkov that sheds real tears. I see things. I have power. I cure the sick. Holy men kneel to me and kiss my hands. I am a vessel of the Lord. I have spoken with God. Must be so. How else can I do these things? I save souls and bring peace. God leads me. He brought me here. He speaks through me. I am the voice of God. It is His will. I have been sent to do great things.
You know how life imitates art and art imitates life, Tommy?
Yeah.
Yeah. That is just like, that's just amazing that that he could have wanted to be a monk and reject God and whatever, but get that as his first role. And did you hear what he had to say there, Rasputin? There, like,
it kind of washed over me a little bit. Actually, I was distracted.
No, you're
by
right, you're
bloody
right.
Jerry Hall,
yeah, you
and
have to watch the
Rupert
full
Murdoch.
Film.
I cannot. That Jerry Hall and Rupert Murdoch. I've got. I mean, she is. I remember her always saying that. You know, her mother always said to her, "You've got to be a whore in the bedroom and a cook in the kitchen, a chef in the kitchen." And she said, "Well, I can cover the bedroom." But I mean, she is just a whore, isn't she?
Gold digger.
Jerry Hall.
Yeah, gold digger.
Very. I mean, God, she really hit the jackpot. I suppose she ran off with what was his Sangster, Robert Sangster, once, a sort of rich racehorse owner, but years ago. But that didn't work out, you know. When she left me, he had some money. He was older, but you know, whatever. I mean, she is. I always thought she was gorgeous, and there's no problem being with, you know. Well, maybe she likes him, you know. Maybe she does. Yeah.
Well, the age difference is just so massive.
It's about 25 years, isn't it? Not that
much.
Yeah,
I guess when you get a bit older, the age difference doesn't matter that much.
Well, I'm not sure. You know, I mean, 25 years, too much for me right now. I couldn't contend with that.
How old's your girlfriend, if you don't mind me asking?
It would be a 23-year-old girl for me, that would be. I'm 48.
Your girlfriend's 23 years old?
No. That's the same difference. It's equivalent of me having a girlfriend of 23.
23, yeah.
And
okay.
You having a girlfriend of 20 or 21.
Oh, good. I mean that to me,
my girlfriend
is just
as 50,
creepy as Jim will fix it, nailing, well, no.
Yeah.
Nailing 8 years. Fiddling with kids is definitely out. But what would I have in common with a 20-year-old to have a relationship with as a 46-year-old.
You might be surprised. I think we shouldn't exclude the sort of different age relationships working, you know. I don't think we should, because sometimes I think they do, but it does seem a bit weird. My girlfriend's 50, you know. And
oh, right. Okay. She's a little bit older than you. So she's a bit of a, what do they call those older women that go after
cradle
younger
snatcher.
Men?
She's a cougar. She's a...
A cougar, that's the term.
Oh, yeah,
a
mate.
Cougar, though. If you're 48 and she's 50, I mean, it's a biggest difference.
Yeah, but if you saw me, you know, with me, with my balls.
Is she a good-looking 50-year-old?
No, she's terrible-looking 50-year-old.
We're on the air. Hold on.
Sorry.
Like I said, I've had a line of cake. Have a listen to this. This is Jerry.
I mean, this is ridiculous. Oh, here we go. Jerry Ferry.
There you go. I'll just turn it down a bit. Do you remember this tune?
Yes. Never like that,
you never liked it?
Well, no, that lyric, that whatever it was. Forgotten it now.
I'm waiting for Jerry to come into the clip, but
yeah,
as long as you're enjoying it, I don't mind.
It. I don't mind it. It sounds like canned heat. Let's stick together. Let's work together.
Come on, come on, stick together.
was just trying to work out the level so I can hear you and hear him singing at the same time.
Turn it up.
Oh, she looks awesome. Hot as.
So she could be worth more than me, wouldn't she?
Yeah, so she came in at about 2 minute mark. Oh, look at her. She looks great. Jerry, oh my God, look how gorgeous she looks there.
And she also, yeah, and she's, how good is she at blowjobs, you know, because she would be. I mean, any good self-respecting whore would be, you know. And
go easy. Oh. Talking about Rupert Murdoch's wife.
Oh, yeah.
She looked really good there. She really did.
I always was fond of her, you know. I always liked Jerry Hall. That's the truth, you know.
Well, she's a model. That's, I mean, what red-blooded male isn't going to be fond of her? I mean, just look at her with the big
nice
long
girl.
Legs.
She's made
the way
smile.
She came
I
into shot, the way she came into
laugh.
Shot there. Oh, beautiful!
And I thought
look
she
at all the songs
well,
they're suggesting.
You know,
Addicted to Love. Remember Robert Palmer? He died young too, cigarette smoking. I think
sure
lung cancer
that.
Got him.
Probably doing too much of the old fucking white line, mate.
Oh, it could have been. But I always liked his video clips with the pretty girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one of
Addicted to Love.
Yeah. That was famous. When that came out, that was sort of...
It was huge. Yeah.
That was
him with his suit
video.
On, looking...
Looked so innocent. You look at it now, and I remember looking at it thinking, God, those women look so hot. And now I look at them now, and I don't think they look hot at all.
They're all Russian dolls.
Bit ropey. They weren't dressed so cool as I seem to remember they were dressed, you know. But maybe that's just time and fashion.
But they were all dressed to be the same. It's like Australian calendar that was given to me is like all these pretty women, and you just look at them, and one after the other, and one after the other. I'm pretty sure I said this joke the other night. Well, it's not a joke, but this anecdote. Whereas there's one picture of some big fat Australian chick bending over and vomiting. Which one do you remember? All the pretty girls or the big fat woman? It's
vomiting.
Like, yeah, the big fat woman vomiting. Yeah, in a bikini.
No, there's certain people are beautiful generally, I think, if they're just healthy. And all different sorts of people are beautiful. I love animals.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Healthy
we are
of
animals.
Mind too.
I
like
love
you,
animals.
Tommy.
Healthy animals, mate. That's what
yeah,
I like.
Healthy
we're
of
all
mind.
Animals. Yeah.
Not, well, not yeah. just because you look, just because you look pretty on the outside. Mostly,
well,
a lot of those, yeah. I reckon those Hollywood superstars are going to be messed up because if you've read Tom Baker's autobiography, which I don't think you have.
No, but this is a theme tonight.
Well, I'm just, yeah, well, I'll make it a theme. He said, if you don't have a healthy or whatever it is, a part where rejection, you've got to accept rejection more than anything else when you're in that game.
Right.
Because he got rejected.
Yeah.
And then finally got that part as Rasputin, as I played the bit before there.
Yeah.
And then that kind of gave him a little bit of like he had this massive thing where he went to the United States and was drinking champagne and the Siegel guy, the big goo guy that financed the film, they were living as high on the hog and being flown all over the place. And then, you know, within a month after it all ending, he was back in a bedsit in London in Earl's Court.
Yeah.
Penniless.
Brilliant. Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Can you believe that? So there he was, a superstar, and then ended up back in a one-bedroom room called Tom Baker's Shaggin' Cabin, he called it. And penniless at the end of it. And then he got a little few roles in, like, some horror films. And then he finally, he played a character in The Golden Age of Sinbad. And luckily someone at the BBC went around and saw him. And then when they got, he got given the role of Doctor Who, which is what, obviously.
And he took it, which was a BBC, a nice little cut. And
why wouldn't
BBC
he take
jump?
It? He had nothing.
Yeah.
And he took it, and look what he did with it. He probably held onto it too long because he couldn't get any work afterwards. Nothing, really.
Amazing. Until he did the Little Britain voiceovers.
Yeah, but that's his voice. That's his voice, but...
He's still good, though. He performs it brilliantly. Yeah. You know, it's an acting job, and it's a good one.
Yeah. Well, he's still healthy. He's still healthy, and he's still working at Big Finish, so... Yeah, I still pay for every single thing he does. I pay for it. I don't steal it. It's easy to steal stuff on the internet, like audios and things.
Mm.
But I make sure I pay for him. Because if you don't pay for stuff, well, you won't get any more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't have to pay for these audios on fakeologist.com, but why would you?
That's what gives us the beautiful freedom, darling. Yes.
Sometimes when I listen to audios,
you and I talking to each other.
Yeah, sure.
Why are we still
I'm just
on
saying
there?
That sometimes I wish I had the 3 hours back. The 3 hours that I listened to Frank McManus talking about God.
Right.
I wanted those hours back.
Poor old Frank. Well, he comes out with some sense, doesn't he, Frank? You know,
Well, look, he wants the big debate between Chris Kendall and Dallas Goldbug. He creams himself. He ejaculates himself over Dallas Goldbug.
Yeah, why would you?
Why?
Yeah, why?
Why?
Ridiculous.
Come on.
Yeah. And then was
he on the show? Let's see if it comes to fruition. I mean, if Chris doesn't do the interview, I'm sure Ab would lower himself, as you said before, and do an interview with Chiarini.
Ab would. Good old boy, yeah. But really, Chris is above that, I think. And that's no slur on Ab, is it? It's no...
No way. I mean, hey, again, like, we're in Ab's house right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's not that we can't have a go at Ab if I disagree with something. Of course I will.
No,
but,
I mean,
I rarely do.
No,
Ab doesn't. Ab doesn't usually go too controversial.
No,
with the stuff
and
that
really,
he says.
He usually
plays it pretty safe.
Yeah, and he's a little bit confrontational and easygoing. And he'll sometimes quite keep an open mind.
He's pretty, he lets people stay if they, like he has, like again, Frank has not been kicked out. I saw him post something again the other day.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. I mean, the only guy that he kicked out pretty hardcore, and because he was being a bit of a cunt really, was that Max Rat guy.
Oh,
he was being a real cunt. What? Max Rat, you remember him? That New Yorker.
Yeah,
and Ab just went, oh, well, if you're not going to fucking play nice here, you can just fuck right off. And he did. He just went flicked him. And as well he should have, because he was being a real prick. I like Max Rat's stuff. I really did. The amount of effort he put into a radio show was amazing.
Is he the one that did those edits?
Yeah, massive. Massive amount.
Yeah, they were good.
Then to come into here to Fakeologists and then act like a total turd.
I'll tell you what it was.
Yeah, what a shitbag he was. And so he could, yeah, fuck him. I haven't listened to him since. I just went, oh, fuck you. If you're that sort of in real life, it's easy to, if you've got the time to cut down a whole bunch of stuff together and make a good solid argument, fine.
He was talking about there was real victims on 9/11. He knew people and stuff, I think. Yeah, that was one of his angles. And then he got a bit sort of shirty about it.
Some people are like that.
That's right.
So, time for another tune, because I've got to fill up my glass. Remember Dave Allen at Large?
Oh, yeah.
You remember him?
Irish comedian.
Dave Allen at Large, the Irishman?
Yeah, Irish comedian from the 70s.
Well, we always had to, fill up his glass and go to his sketches on his TV show. Well, I've got to go and fill up my glass. It's time for you to request a song. Didn't you say something before, a song that you wanted to play?
I don't think I did, but...
I probably knocked it out of your head. Well, what do you reckon? Should we play Robert Palmer? Or have you got something more obscure you'd like me to play?
Oh, I don't know, mate. You always
or
ask
do you,
me
or
this.
Do you want to just bugger off?
You ask me this and I can't think straight.
All right.
This time of night. What song it is? What song? Yeah, anyway...
No, you're right, man. Look, it's okay. I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Well, just turn.
All right. We really are. I can't even skip the ads anymore. How bad YouTube's getting. It's like where they normally allow you to skip the ads. Here we go. Faithologist.com. Think about something. I'll be back in a sec. I'm just going to refill my glass. Faithologist.com.
At home, your mind is not your own. Your heart sweats, your body shakes. Your kiss is what it takes. You can't sleep, but you can't eat. There's no doubt you're empty. Your soul is tight.
I got to the truth to say you can't get in the room. You're gonna have to face it, you're addicted to love.
Might as well face it, you're addicted to love. My glass is refilled. Are you still there, Tommy?
Yeah, I was gonna make a move. I was gonna sit down and just relax for a minute.
All right.
All right, my brother. All right, take
care. Okay, well, it's lovely to talk to you, my friend.
Great to talk to you, mate. It's near 4 o'clock here.
I always just like, when I play music like that, I just play it for my own amusement, not for anyone else's. So if anyone else listens to it, fine. So, if you're off, I'll just play a few more tracks for my own amusement. And Ab can easily, cut it out.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Sure he does.
Tell him. All right, mate.
All right, mate.
All right, mate.
I've got an amazing feeling now, and I will never section you. I'd hope you'd never section me. I love the talking about sectioning people. Oh, God. It's like,
I would never section you. Yeah. Well, yeah, we probably both need sectioning at times, but, you take care. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Mate. Bye.
Have a good time, mate. Yeah. Have a good day.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Over and out. Bye. Yeah. There we go. We lost Tommy Dalbra. The user has left your channel. Think of some really cool songs. Again, like Ab can play them, Ab cannot, and some subjects too. Like let me just get a pause and we'll think of something. I might play the Jimmy Savile bit from that wonderful piece of audio I heard the other day. So I press pause too much, too quickly.
Microphone activated.
I'm over here at View from the Bog, outsideradio.blogspot.com.au here in Australia. There's always good and joyous stuff to listen to. So here we go. Mm-hmm. beautiful, beautiful stuff. Night's White Sun. And the next one, got to be 5 hours of paranoia and paranoid.
I'm the weirdo because I'm sitting in the tree going, a chimpanzee can't talk, so they just go, you understand that? See, I'm normal. You're not normal. Am I the weirdo or are you the weirdo? Whose head's screwed on straight? Mine or yours? You should look in the mirror and be shocked by what you are. I'm done talking to you, scum. And you are, you're scum. This stuff's real, folks. The army follows me around.
It's real. So it's 5 hours. That's only 55 seconds of I played there. 5 hours of listening to that. That's got to send you insane. The next one is, oh, yeah, this is unbelievably good. Play a few minutes.
Hi, this is Chris here from a Hoaxbusters call. If you go to my blog, hoaxbusterscall.com, I have a post up there. You can access it at the right hand side. It's called Media Manipulation and Coordination. Why does the news always seem to get mixed in with fiction? This video is in regards to an episode of Grey's Anatomy, season 7, episode 11, which originally aired on January 6th of 2011, 2 days before the Gabrielle Gifford shooting.
College. We now take you live to our on-scene reporter.
UMC is a teaching hospital. It's the only level 1 trauma center in the Southwest, and it was all hands on deck for the medical team after police say Jared Loughner gunned down 20 people in a Safeway parking lot just a few blocks away.
Pacific College, Madera Lisa does it. Keep this area.
Okay. We just got the page that there would be 10 gunshot wound victims.
Okay, there are at least 20 victims.
Sorry.
Gunned down 20 people.
Yogurt.
What I want to say is, what we went through 6 months ago, they are going through right now. Which makes them our brothers and sisters. Which makes them fellow travelers. Which makes them our own.
Yogurt. Good on you, Chris. That was really good. So that's the shooting epidemic part to Giffords and Grey's Anatomy. And, no, I'm not going to go that one. Now this one, here we are. So I wonder if I can play this and get that going real time. Pedos at the BBC is basically, it's just incredible. I like this guy, Ogner. I might pause and see if I can, I'll cue it up properly.
Microphone activated.
Yeah, so this Ogner guy seems like a pretty cool guy to me. So it's called Zionism is not healthy for your children or other living.
Jekyll age. Island. The writing has been written. What was going to happen? 1913, the start of the war, Versailles Treaty, the market crash, Second World War, and then you go into the details of the war. For example, I mentioned on the last show that they knew the Japanese were going to attack Pearl Harbor. You say what? And then you hear about the false flags that the Americans were running, and then you realize, you know, the warnings that were given.
I would say, in my humble opinion, the video footage that we get to see of the bombs or the bomb ships, I reckon the US probably did that themselves, knowing that what they do these days, that those ships that were on fire and whatnot, what do we really get to see the Japs flying over and bombing? What's the easier way to do it now that we know that that they can do shit like bringing down buildings in the middle of America and like on Tuesday morning on September 11th? Why not? Just blow the ships up to hell. Who knows how many got killed that day? Why not just make it all, like, they're all crappy ships anyway. Why they leave it a chance with the Japanese? Because we didn't see that much footage of the Japanese. I reckon the Yanks would have just blown up their own ships and said, look what the Japs did to us. Why not? Anyway, that's just my conspiratorial mindset. Keep going, Agna.
Eisenhower's warning about the military-industrial complex, that this is all real. Plus, you know, we have audios from from a very famous one in 1961, where some of the characters, Fagin and trying to think of the other guy's name. Getting to lunchtime here, getting a bit tired. Released some audios. You could have found it on Daryl's site, which is kind of brought up the site, where we were warned about what was going on about Zionism, that these guys were present at the 1919 Versailles Treaty, and they were dominant. And since then, with a more open mind and more knowing that there is a history of false flags, I mean, the false flags in the U.S. at the moment, I can't keep up with the shootings. I mean, I really, you know, we have this court case between Apple and the FBI, but the eyewitnesses said there were three white guys in military uniform that did all the shooting.
Try to avoid the mainstream media. I look on Twitter or something interesting, I'll click, but no, avoid the mainstream media. It's dangerous for your health, dangerous for the health of your children.
Have you followed this, which I got into a kind of yesterday, this guy using his mother's name, Andrew Picard.
Yes.
So this guy, he's 17 or 18, he's an Eton, so an elite school. He's on his little computer and he's exchanging pornographic videos that he made and images that he made. That's what the Daily Mail article said, which I got a typer, oh, he didn't say that. And I said, listen, that's what the paper said. I said, give us the full court documents and we'll see. The judge in the case said the images and were so disgusting he couldn't even describe them. So can you tell us a little bit about this guy? What's his real name? So he goes by the name of Andrew Picard. Obviously that's not his name. He's got the judge, Peter Ross, you know, as I said he couldn't.
Yeah, so he's going to get on to Jimmy Savile in a moment. I don't know anything about what he's talking about here, so I don't want to afford it just in case I fuck it up.
Not reviewed it, it was so shocking. This guy is a rich father under a different name. How is that possible in the UK?
How is that possible? Yeah. But it's like the death of Princess Diana. You know, you look at these things as well. That video was taken off. Wasn't it taken down? The justice system is not just. It defends the interests of an elite few.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody knows that by now, surely.
I think some of us that are awake, but there's no hope of changing. It's a fire engine. I was talking to someone that's very close to me, near and dear to me. I won't mention who it is. And I was talking about the U.S. elections, and the person I'm talking to is a lefty, which I often mock her for. And I said, well, who would you go for? And she said, I go for Hillary because she's a woman. We need a woman. And I said, what? I said, you know her criminal background with this woman. No, it's time for we get a woman in there. So, you know, cognitive dissonance, people are not, you can, you know, whatever false flag, whatever conspiracy. And these are.
Amen, Ogna. Amen. He is a total and 100% crook. So is Donnie Trump. Yeah, you have to be a crooked to get anywhere near the top there. So, yeah, as Ab says, it doesn't make any difference left, right in America, which is all right compared to what we have here in Australia. I mean, we're way more socialist, we don't have homeless here, really. We don't have much because at least our caring and sharing government looks a little bit after those that don't have a job or whatever it is, and or a house or whatever, and not a millennial is what they're. Everyone's a millennial these days. I mean, from the good old days. But keep going, Ogner. I mean, I really do like hearing what you have to say. And when you get up to Jimmy Savile, I'll be quiet until you get to what you have to say about Jimmy. I'm fucking 8-year-old and 9-year eight and boys and girls. Absolute heinous.
Conspiracy theories. A lot of these become conspiracy facts as we spread out. But the thing is, we are organized on the internet, and it's easy to spot our aggressors or attackers.
Yes, it is. And yes, you know, like you say, conspiracy theory, it's another one of these word games, isn't it? Holocaust denier, or...
David Duke's KKK. I mean, the US media are doing everything to go after Trump, and they pulled out Louis Farrakhan, they pulled out the KKK. I mean, I listened to the Duke audio. I mean, he hasn't been a member of the KKK in 45 years, but so was Donald Trump's father. He was a member of it. So, you know, times change, but not that much.
No.
Alison, listen, we're on an hour, so this is great. Good to have you on. As I said, you know, there are a lot of very interesting people. If you do follow Alison, I'll give her, obviously in the notes for the show, I'll give her her address on Twitter. And please go and support her and tell her you're from TIU, theinfounderground.com. Listen, I'll leave you the last minute or two. Anything that we didn't cover you'd like to cover? Last thoughts?
I just wish the very best of luck to Professor Broussard. I think that's the main achievement the thing that I'm the most proud of is that my canal put me in contact with this world of.
There you go. I must have missed it. It must have been a bit earlier, the Jimmy Savile Peter. But you can go and find that on Del Qua's wonderful blog, outsideradio.blogspot.com. Ogner's The Information Underground. If you're interested, they really stick the boot in Jimmy Savile. I think we covered it pretty well with Tommy D'Opera. All right. And I'm feeling awesome. Maybe I should play some more tunes. So I'll think of something more awesome to play. I know that Fakeologist isn't a radio station, but I don't know. Ab seems to let me get away with playing tunes. It was lovely talking to Tommy D'Opera. I'm sorry that we didn't the awesomeness that was talking to Felix was all sort of covered in. Feedback and echo and reverb and whatever other word, yeah, that it screwed up so badly. But there you go. That's the way of the world.
Microphone activated.
Okay, so it looks like I've trolled around for another half an hour to see if anyone else would come in. Who knows? I might stick around for a little longer, but let's play a tune. Who remembers this? You might not know it from a film called Inception. Fakeologist.com. This is so good. 9 minutes of joy. version. Is it as good as the original? I mean, the original's pretty good. Here we go. Got that spinning top. I don't know if you've seen Inception. Still trolling here. Another fake ologist has got to come in, surely. Slow starting. Oh, look at that. It's beautiful shots. It reminds me of a lot of this Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. It's Leonardo. He'll never grow old, that man. He looks young, even at 40. Fakeologist.com. Got to give it to him. He's never been out of work that much, Leonardo. Leo, if they want to call him that. DiCaprio. I'll troll around here a little longer and see if someone comes in. Mute and not go out and take the dog for a walk.
Microphone activated.
Now, this was amusing to me. Moved to Canada just only because Aberrato / fakeologist.com lives up there. How to move Canada explode after Tuesday's election results. And then we're talking Super Tuesday or whatever they... I know Ab doesn't really give a shit about that sort of stuff. But listen to this Jew, Pacman, and how annoying he is.
Okay, so this is super, super interesting. After the results from Tuesday's Super Tuesday... from Tuesday's primary election, Super Tuesday primary election, which saw Hillary Clinton win 7 out of 11 Democratic primaries, and Donald Trump win 7 out of 12, I believe, if I recall correctly. It was Trump 7, Cruz 4, and Rubio 1, or was it Cruz 3? In any case, roughly. The searches online for how to move to Canada have exploded. We checked out Google search trends today, Lewis, and we'll actually put up a graph of the search history for our audience that's watching with us. And as you see, just an explosion happening in March 2016. And this is just a few days into March, and the numbers have already exploded to this degree. And this does happen at different times. You talked about, we've talked about the whole I'm moving to Canada thing under George W. Bush. Of course, Republicans less willing to move to Canada, at least the smart ones, when President Obama was elected, because Canada in many ways even more progressive than the United States. Will people really do it, though? I mean, let's put aside the reality for a second that it's pretty tough to move to Canada. People rarely actually follow through with this, and I understand the desire to just figure out, could I do it? But I don't think many people will.
And it's just not a matter of you just wanting to do it, right? There's a process, and there's a good chance that Canada just will not accept you, especially if there's a huge, well, I don't know how many, if we're talking thousands of people here, tens of thousands, I mean, who is actually going to try?
Okay.
Probably not many people.
That's the thing. There was an article yesterday about this in the Washington Post, and it said, quote, every 4 years, thousands of Americans threaten to leave the United States if the, quote, wrong candidate becomes president. For many voters this year, that candidate is Donald Trump. Why do so many disgruntled voters threaten to leave the country only to see so few actually follow through? Because people overestimate how much pain they'll feel when they experience a dreaded outcome. This is sort of the idea that the anxiety leading up to something is worse than the reality of what that something will be. And it's true that as we think now of going through the next 9 months, imagine going through all of this. And then on November, I think it's November 4th this year, although it might be the 2nd, don't remember offhand. In early November, on that election day, the idea of turning on and seeing Wolf Blitzer say, Donald Trump is the next president of the United States.
Wolf Blitzer, another Jew. Is Pacman Jew? All Jews.
All of that compressed into right now probably feels worse than what it'll be like, because the next day most people will still have jobs. Most people will still continue to have similar.
Most Jews will still have jobs. What about the blacks and the goy? They'll have the slave jobs serving you bloody Jews. You fucking piece of shit, Pac-Man. Keep going.
Similar lives to what they had prior to that. Not that we're cheerleading the idea of a Trump presidency, but I think from a psychological perspective, that is a lot of what goes on.
He says we. I don't think Trump is actually a Jew. So he says we as in the royal Jew we. Keep going, dickhead.
It's sort of the precipitatory anxiety versus the actuality of being in a situation.
Yeah. I mean, you could do it as a form of protest, I suppose, if you wanted to send a powerful message to those around you.
Yeah.
But realistically, are you going to wake up the next day and be in some dystopic state where it looks like a bomb just hit and everyone?
Well, do you think Syria is the way it is? Do you think it's to do with America or do you think it's Israel? Israel. This is what I wrote just before I let them go on. Only a nasty, stinking Jew in charge would make me leave the country. Ah, they already pull the puppet strings. Every single candidate sucks Bibi Netanyahu's cock and kisses that fucking wailing wall. Fucking Jews always playing the victim when in reality they are the most aggressive, brainwashed sons of bitches in the world. Fuck you, Pacman. Fuck all these Zionist scum. The goy must fight back because of you, scum of scumbags. And that's what I mean. I'm telling you, these cunts, these Jew cunts, they always playing victim, whereas they are not the victim. They are the aggressors. They are the ones that are killing and doing the most disgusting acts in this day and age. And then they call anti-Semitic. They're not Semites. The Khazarian Jews are not Semites. The Semites are the actual Palestinians. These fucking young brainwashed cunts here on radio don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
One is scrambling to try and fix their lives and survive. Probably not.
What would it take for you to consider moving to another country in terms of someone being elected in the United States?
I don't think there's anyone. I don't think a president-elect would ever cause me to flee
really?
The country.
Really?
No, well, I mean, think you uproot your whole life because someone gets elected. I mean, a president only has so much power.
Kim Kardashian becomes the president. You stay here.
I would stay. Yeah.
Darn it. Speaker of the House? What if someone gets elected Speaker of the House that you really don't like?
Well, president is much more important than Speaker of the House. So I think there have been plenty of Speakers of the House that I haven't liked.
Yeah.
I stayed around.
I open it to the audience. What would, I mean, seriously, I know people say I'll move to Canada. I've already gotten emails from people. But what would it really take for you to say, I'm going to uproot my life from the only country I've ever known and seek residency in a different country? I certainly would not like a Trump presidency.
In a different country. I can't even tell the difference between America and Israel these days. Not from what I see on television and the way it's run. America may as well be Israel. It's run by you fucking Jews. Yes, that's true. And it's not to say that that's a bad thing. If only you weren't so fucking malicious and so fucking say that we're the put upon race. You know, we've always been the put upon. When no, in this day and age, the Jews are the Nazi cunts there in Israel. They're the ones dropping white phosphorus on kids and napalm, basically, on kids in Gaza and the West Bank. Whatever's left to the poor Palestinians that are left, the real Semites, not you fucking fake Semites. It's disgusting.
But I'm not moving to Canada or even trying to, regardless of whether I even could, which is the real question. I'm staying here, so I'm curious to hear from the audience, what would it actually take? Tell me on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at...
You're staying there because the whole place looks after cunts like you. You're going to be looked after because your little knob has been circumcised, Pac-Man. You know, your big hands and your little knob have been circumcised. And there you are in front of your microphone, spouting, oh, we're the victim. We're the bigotry of anyone who's the goy... is a bigot. You're a fucking piece of shit of the worst kind. And I like to have a go at you.
D. Pacman. Lewis is on Twitter at Lewis Motomedy. Warby Parker is offering a free 5-day home try-on to give you the opportunity to check out their glasses. I personally wear Warby.
Look at him selling shit now. That's enough. That's enough of you, Pacman. So yeah, you can go to David Pacman, P-A-K-M-A-N show. Listen to this Jew spout his hatred of mankind. Same with a lot of these guys. I think let's play a little bit of Stefan Molyneux.
Microphone activated.
Yeah, so yeah, Stefan Molyneux. This piece of human filth, garbage. He is an absolute disgrace to mankind. Humankind, he really is, when he will not talk about the fakeness of the Holocaust. You know, and the Holocaust, when we mean the Holocaust, we mean where Jews were gassed in gas chambers with Zyklon B. An absolute hideous, a grotesque lie. Absolutely grotesque lie. And the fact that they put 6 million number to it, you've got to be kidding me. That is just the most hideous, idiotic thing to believe. With the most minor of research, you know that is a lie. But this grotesque, and I mean grotesque, hideous, disgusting, despicable human being called Stefan Molyneux, spelled M-O-L-Y-N-E-U-X, is a most disgusting creature on YouTube.
I'm with people as I'm talking to them to make sure I'm not just steamrolling and boring them. So when you are communicating startling and shocking things to people, the degree of sensitivity that you need to have is extraordinary. And John, you don't have it. You don't even have anything close to it. So here's the problem with what it is that you're doing and why I actually view you as betraying the cause of liberty rather than helping it. Because what you're doing is you're saying, I am skeptical and opposed to government power. And I.
The guy was actually asking questions of 9/11. So it's called the 9/11 conspiracy debate, exclamation mark, yes, really. You didn't even put a question mark at the end of it. Good on you, Stefan. So here he goes. Listen to Molyneux. Listen to the shit that this fucking evil son of a bitch spouts.
Believe all this stuff, which I can't prove, and I'm just going to keep repeating stuff I've heard and stuff that seems like, huh, coincidencey, strangey stuff, no smoking gun. So what happens is people associate skepticism of government power with the kind of credulity that you're displaying for this unbelievable narrative of massive government corruption and conspiracy and so on, where there's no evidence. There's no evidence. No evidence that would convict anyone in a court of law, not even close. And there's tons of counter evidence. So what you say when you put all this stuff forward, and why I'm saying that you could not be serving government power more if you tried, is you say, I am skeptical of government power, and let me display to you the quality of my thinking and my skepticism and my rigor and my communication skills. So what happens is people say, well, he's crazy about 9/11. Therefore, if he's skeptical of government power and he's crazy, then being skeptical of government power must be crazy. And that is the problem, because how you present yourself to people is absolutely essential, because if you are not skeptical, if you are not bringing up the counter arguments, if you're not saying, well, it could be, but here's the counter arguments, and if you're not saying...
God, you fucking waffle on like a cunt. My wife's home. I have to go. So it's been an excellent... thank you, fakeologist.com. My mind's starting to go a little bit mushy anyway, so listen to that if you want to. The 9/11 conspiracy debate, yes, really. It is just disgusting, despicable. Stefan Molyneux, once you know that this guy is lying about one thing, you know he's not to be trusted on anything. He's lying on, he lies on the Holocaust hoax, and he lies on the 9/11 hoax. And this guy is a piece of shit garbage, complete garbage. Anyway, it's been nice to be here with who do we have tonight? We had Timmy and Tommy. Timmy and Tommy, thank you, guys. It's lovely always to talk to you, so over and out.
Hi, this is Chris from HoaxBustersCall.com, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.